Blog Talk Radio. opposed.
Oh.
Come on, baby mamas. know I got that work. Work, 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 work.
Do you wanna see? 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 We'll be right back. Legends, statements, and stars, the legendary Kai Balenciaga presents Take No Prisoners, a night of all-out battling. Who will bring 2013 in with the victory? Will it be him or will it be you? Who's going to win and who's going to lose? With the hottest categories and the hottest competition. Grand Prize, Femme Queen Face, bring a memorable entrance for $1,000. Grand Prize, Butch Queen Performance, the Masters of Vogue, $1,000. Mini Grand, open to all teen, high fashion versus urban streetwear, the dynamic duo, and Mini Grand 2, School Boy Realness, the Presidential Award, and other cast categories. The ball date is January 5th, 2013, in Washington, D.C. Legend Stars and Statement will begin at 3 a.m. sharp, and Femme Queen Face will be the fifth category of the night. The paparazzi will be in the building, so come dressed to impress. You gotta know what to wear, when to wear it, where to buy it, and how to style it. Get ready to battle, get ready to cheer, cause Take No Prisoners is going to be fierce. Not shady, but fierce.
Tiki is a party for calming all your nerves. We're spilling tea and dishing just desserts one may deserve. And though the sun is rising, you may choose to leave. So shade that lid and we'll all get cheer to your ennui.
Let's have a tiki.
I wanna have a tiki.
Lock the door tight.
Let's have a tiki, motherfucker.
I'm gonna let you have it.
Let's have a tiki.
I wanna have a tiki.
Die, turn, work.
Let's have a tiki.
And
turn
and hunt, honey.
Hey, happy pre-Thanksgiving Eve, everyone. I am one of your co-hosts, Jason Bridge, and Mother has not gotten here yet, obviously. Don't know where she is, but I hope she gets here soon. I want to start by saying I am Jason Bridge, and I am not a liar. At this point, I'm going to bring on the rest of my co-hosts. Mark, are you there?
I am here, and I am not a liar.
Tiffany, are you there? J-Rock, are you there? Naima, are you there?
Are the girls eating turkey already?
Child, they must be on them bath salts and that Trayvon Tay shit.
God.
Bitch, I'm here.
Here
I'm just not here in the head.
Well, we've been through that.
Okay. I ain't too far behind.
J-Rock Ebony is off. J-Rock Ebony is off for the night. I'm letting y'all know right now, J-Rock Bridge is here. I'm feeling good. I done made gold. My chief ain't hollering at me no more. Yes, I can just get into it. I'm ready for this turkey, this dressing.
240-581 is Naima.
Well, where's she at?
Yeah, I'm unmuted now.
Oh.
And 347, I don't know, but you can bring them on and we can see what they want.
That sound like Kelly.
Hello, 347-569.
Oh, that's Keisha.
You know her number by heart like that?
Oh, I did, but now Brian done came through with the fucking new number, honey.
Oh, it's my same number.
Yes,
347-569.
This is Brian Versace.
Okay, what's going on, Brian?
Hey, nothing. Just fixing things for Thanksgiving. And I like that little statement that you do, the cliche you just said, and I'm not a liar. I was going through a spat with a girlfriend of mine in Atlanta. And, you know, some things, how girls twist and tell stories. And, you know, when the story was told, and for her, I am not a liar. But, no, how y'all guys doing? Y'all get ready for Big Turkey Day and all that.
I am getting as ready as I can be. Believe it or not, I need to stop smoking, drinking, or doing something because I truly thought Thanksgiving was next week.
I'm sorry, brother.
Well, Thanksgiving is at my house. I don't know what everybody, Jason, everybody, are y'all here in New York or everything, but always a big Thanksgiving. I'm cooking the turkey, and my macaroni and cheese will not be crunchy.
Kelly.
But no, I don't. But I mean, I just heard that I didn't know who was crunchy macaroni cheese. I just heard that on the show, whatever. But no, you know, because I'm from Atlanta, I'm from Georgia, so you know, of course, you know, Southern cooking will be, you know, in the building. And actually, from the 21st to the 24th, I'm having a big birthday. Extravaganza, that's in December. My birthday is December the 24th. So if you guys are in the city or want to come by, from Friday will be at Secrets Ultra Lounge, Saturday, Missions, and then Sunday will be at El Morocco on 145th and Broadway.
Okay.
And at my house, at my house on the 24th, it's going to be a house party.
Yeah. Oh, God, Brian, why a secret? Secrets is such a closet. I always get soaked up in it.
Oh, because, you know, that's my brother's night, Ron. And I like Secrets. It gives me very much, I don't know if y'all remember in Atlanta, it gives me very much the old Marquette Lounge in Atlanta, Georgia.
Okay.
I mean, don't get me wrong. It's Benji Cunt on Friday nights, but that Saturday is creepy.
Now, Saturday is the Sandbox. That's why all the young kids
by
the party, 21 to drink. I don't go on Saturday. Friday night is very grown and sexy and ghetto.
Right. I love that.
Yeah. Yeah, but
with it this time, but I'm being told to inform you that we don't do free promotion.
Promotion.
I don't know if we're doing promotion. We're just saying, just no free promotion.
Yeah, not
I'm
no more.
My
it's
party.
Already promoted. I already got
one. We're talking about my party.
Right.
Mona. Please don't choke on it.
Ooh.
I will make you choke on it, okay?
Oh, my goodness.
Or I will chop
well, we're
going to
get this show started. We're going to put you back on hold, keep you right there and put you back on hold because I need to find out where the rest of my cast members are. But thank you for calling, and thank you for the invitation. And Mark is in the area. I'm quite sure Mark will look it up. But if I get up to New York, I'll make sure I do that. Thank you.
I have my pills ready, champ.
Next caller is 646-266. Naeem, are you in Baltimore yet?
Not yet.
Okay. Ooh, who's falling out?
Who makes this? Mona is not supposed to try it on
who
my
makes,
time.
Hey, who makes dry macaroni and cheese, girl?
Well, we know it wasn't like you.
What
is this RJ and 13 others?
Where are you and Mona going at it at J-Rock? I don't see that.
Oh, I'm sorry. That was personal. Maybe I shouldn't have said that out loud.
Maybe you shouldn't have.
Hi, Alexis.
Hi, Mark. Hi, Jason. Hi,
hey.
J-Rock. Hey, Naeema.
Hey.
Naeema got trade over there, y'all. I just thought I'd let y'all know
that. Oh, you got crack babies over there, Naeema?
No,
Tiffany,
I don't
you're
like
on.
Nothing.
No, Mark, has anybody talked to Tiffany today?
Don't listen to her.
I have not spoken to Tiffany all day.
She was going off. No, that was last night. She was going off about the Butch Queen, worrying about Is Donnell going to call back? Worrying about the Butch Queens was asking something about.
Is she
about
a real fish or a femme queen?
Who?
The hell was that?
All right, put me back on hold. Entertaining.
Okay. So, this is going to be interesting. Well, I know one of the things that we were going to talk about tonight is what is everyone thankful for, but I think that should be kind of like the wind down part of the show. So, Naima, did you listen to last night's show?
Yes, I did, honey. It was.
And where is the body? Mother, we need you. Season was all about Vogue. This season is for the.
And where is the body?
Sell it to me.
Move over, my.
Give it to me.
Cause I'm going faster.
My ass is my ass. And my thighs support my head.
The body.
Mother Bridge is in the building.
That's right. I just can't help it.
Let's go.
Where's
the body?
With the B-E-A-U-T-Y. The body is beautiful.
Hello, I'm so sorry I'm late. You know, I was lighting my first candle for Kwanzaa.
But the Kwanzaa is not till next month. You have your holidays mixed up.
Oh. No, but you know, last night I heard the West Indian zebra monkey was on the line.
Yes, mother, and you left me all by myself. I was so scared because I'm just not a liar.
You know, we're all, you know, confused in the head. You know, I thought Kwanzaa was today, so I tried to go to sleep early. You know, Tiffany, oh yeah, Jason, you know, check your messages. Tiffany was right there the whole time.
Well, she must have been muted because we kept calling her name.
Hello?
Oh, now we can hear her.
Yes, honey, I've been on here this whole time. Y'all talking about, where's Tiffany? Have you talked to her, Mark? And no, the Butch Queens. Yes, honey. Let me say this really quick. This is my public service announcement. All you kids, stop trying to fuck up a big bitch hustle and her goddamn, you know, you can't get mad if the Butch Queens and the trans is into me. Y'all all worried about telling the people if I'm the fish, if I'm the sex change. All you need to know is, honey, I'm a woman. Y'all can't take. Y'all is some hard not men. Y'all motherfuckers been on Backpage forever and y'all still don't got no snatch. Don't be mad because I have one. Get like me, boo. Now, go ahead, carry me. I'm serious, honey, girl. There's the girls. Can I live? Damn, can I live?
So Tiffany, does your back page say male, female, or TS?
It says TS heaven. Yes, God, TS heaven. That's what I'm going to thank you when I'm done.
And she is not a liar.
Bitch, you're going to make me choke on my blunt. I can't.
I had a piece of fire trans man chasing me, honey. The girls couldn't take it, girl. They went back and said, ooh, honey, I don't know if that's the, I think she the fish. They just so jaded and jealous. Damn. Can I let somebody climb on my back? Why y'all worried about that?
Yeah.
Oh, this shows already a lot of things.
So, what do y'all think about why did everybody on their phone think that they, you know what, the girls in their chat room and the things that they say sometimes are just quite interesting.
Especially when it comes down to Femme Queen 15. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Femme Queen.
Oh, my God.
15 inches. That bitch had me falling the fuck out all night.
Oh, God. And them pictures was hilarious.
Oh, my God, then the comments.
My gosh, she's a key.
My chest was hurting.
Wait, is this still this blackout thing? Because I want to change my bloody picture.
Well, we have 10 minutes and then we can change ours. Well, actually 5 minutes and then you can change it because it'll be after 12.
Except on the...
Hey, everybody on my friends list said, why the fuck is your thing black? Mind you, I got inboxes and shit. Talk about, bitch, why is your shit black?
Ew, Temperance has a nice piece. Don't nobody want to know that.
Well, why is he saying it?
Oh, God.
Listen, why
jumping
nice
off what happened last night?
So, I was thinking, this is just something that I was thinking we could do. Since her number is out there, why don't we just call her and make her give us an exclusive interview?
She's going to go off if you call her. I can
not her.
Hold on. Did y'all just say that y'all wanted to call her so she could give y'all an interview?
Call her ad number?
We just going to call her ad, child, not call her.
Oh,
you know, the girls don't like when you play on their ads now, honey. They ad phone.
It's no shade when I say this.
Should I send
but I have to let y'all know that we are not doing that this quarter.
Oh,
what this quarter?
We're not calling her her aunt this quarter.
Well, I mean by the time.
Wait, when did the quarter start over?
Right.
Listen, I ain't trying to be funny, but can y'all catch me up to date? Because I fell asleep last night, and then I tried to listen to the recap this morning, but, you know, I was running around trying to get stuff for my hair. You know, my sister Amber Chanel from New Orleans here with me. We was just running the street, so I couldn't get into it. Like, only thing I could hear about is, like, Jason was going off about some girl named Christian Dior, I mean, Miss Dior, who something was a Kiki, and the kids was like Beyonce. I'm all lost in translation. So what the hell happened?
All
okay,
right, you want a summary?
First of all, let's see. We were given a recap, and people had questions about. Nobody was going off. People had questions about things that they saw, and some people just didn't like
at the ball.
Some people just didn't like what they saw, or they thought what they saw was comical, and they had questions, and we congratulated and gave kudos to the House of Dior for stepping to the bad side, which was their skit for HIV awareness, and they turned it out because they did the scene from Dreamgirls, and three of the girls were the Dreamgirls. One was Jimmy, and one was whomever else, the background dancers. So
we touched up on Save Me From the Water.
Right, because I heard everybody listen. Everybody was talking. Then when she called, everybody got like crickets. And then London was saying what she had to say. She was like, well, no. What happened was this. Then Jason said something. But I really could tell us about Dior. I'm talking about, because I didn't even know. Is that a real house? Or is that a kid house?
That's a real house.
Dior's been around the house for almost 20 years. Dior's definitely been around for almost 20 years.
Okay, I'm sorry.
So
I'm just not
then what happened? Okay,
I
so
get about the
I'm getting to that now, Tiffany.
Okay,
then Kelly started talking to Alexis because Alexis did an exclusive with Milan on some things.
I heard that. Right.
So, then after that, Alexis was able to get Milan. Alexis was able to get Milan on the line. When Milan came on the line, Milan gave his side of the story, and he told us how when he was in the house that Temperance was his mother for over 12 years, and he respected her and he loved her, and he didn't turn her. And when he left the house, he was not put out the house. But it got out of an inbox message, and it got back to him that lady was supposedly saying that he got kicked out of the house and all of that kind of foolishness. So then he came back with her and said, yes, he did buy her Gola May outfit and that shower cap that she wore at Atlanta, that he did buy her some Louis Vuitton shoes, but when they found out that they were not real, she did not wear them. So then he proceeded to talk some more, and he said some things that he would never be friends with her again, and he couldn't believe she turned him, and yaze this and blase that. So then we got Camaro on the phone. When Camaro got on the phone, Camaro said some things that he needed to say. Then they went back and forth, and Milan was like, "Do you really want me to make it hot?" And Camaro said, "You're already making it hot." And he was like, "Oh, I can make it hotter." And then he said, "I can say." And then it came out that Temperance really doesn't use Camaro. She doesn't like the way he's dressed.
She just
doesn't like him as an individual. So then Camaro called back in because Milan was like, "Well, y'all never got to ask Camaro why was it that he was supposedly going around saying that he got out the house." But Milan and Camaro ended up keeping it cute because someone called in and told them that they both needed to stop and that they were both above that. So that kind of calmed it down before Milan could really put Camaro's tea out there. But he put enough tea out there that we knew
You know, Tiffany, I love you, my dear, but sweetie, just like me, you're going to have to catch the recap because there's much more tea.
I want
to talk about the tea about this video that Stuart made about how he needs to take away the radio legends statuses.
So that's Kelly.
So I'm guessing that's Kelly. You know, Milan is a legend, but his radio show didn't last that long.
Oh, why is he at mother, honey? Leave Kelly alone, honey. She's such a sweet girl.
Come on, please. Kelly, if you want to speak about that, call in.
Well, we don't, because they didn't say names, and I'm just going to play devil's advocate. They were just saying those, they could have been talking about a lot of
things. We're live at the 2011 Latex Bowl with the two baddest bitches in the ballroom, Naomi and Ms. Rahi. How are you tonight?
I'm doing great. How are you?
You look beautiful, sis.
Yeah.
And then we have B&G Kelly. She got her Jordans on, feeling like the cunt. Legendary mother, Kelly, Ms. Rahi. East Coast? Legendary. Legendary. Legendary.
Hello, you called?
Hi, Kelly. Did you see the video?
You called for me. If you call for me, she shall come.
And we thank you.
She came pretty quickly.
Yes, she was here, honey. But let me tell you something. The girls can't take my motherfucking life, Miss May. It's nothing that the girls can do or the girls can say to take anything that I have accomplished in this motherfucking scene, bitch, okay? They need to worry about those other girls. Maybe if we snow together, I could keep my status.
Ooh.
But ain't nobody taking any motherfucking thing from me, bitch. I work too hard for my motherfucking shit, honey. I'm like Tina Turner. Y'all can have whatever y'all want, bitch. But you ain't taking this motherfucking name, bitch, or this status. How you doing? But I'll be down
Speaking
real
of
soon.
So, Alexis, you're back.
Yeah, she was waiting. She was waiting. She's been stirring this up all day. She's been brewing her pot of soup. So she's been waiting. She's been waiting for this to come. But
no, first of all, no, Kelly, I haven't been brewing anything.
Kelly, so wait a minute. Is Kelly saying if y'all was going down the same ski slope, that maybe you could keep your
I didn't mention anybody's name. I just said I didn't mention nobody's name, just like nobody mentioned my name.
Listen. All you big back bitches. If you look at the mirror, you see Hercules. They didn't call no names. That's all I gotta say. They ain't called no names. The last 3 minutes of that video was motherfucking priceless.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was.
You know what I will say, and this is one thing I love about Stuart. Anytime Stuart is involved in something, it's always a video to watch. Because it's always going to be some tea.
And every time I give y'all a motherfucking video, or I get up on this motherfucking phone, bitch, it's always entertaining, bitch. And I don't give a fuck who it is, bitch. Pioneer, legend, icon, statement, or star. Bitch, if you send for me, bitch, I will come. I don't give a fuck who you are, what you have done, what you have brought to the scene. You could have created the scene, bitch. If you send for me, bitch, I'm going to motherfucking dethrone you.
Well, Alexis did not entertain me last night.
Why you say that, Alexis?
Excuse
me? Sandy came and she mowed at you. She backed you in the corner.
First of all, London, I never said anything about her. Period. I was laughing. Did you see? If you were in the chat room, you would have knew what I was laughing at.
Well, Alexis, it seems like you and Miss Temperance is having some little issues back and forth, honey. Does she
You know what it is, Tiffany? Because I am a bitch, so to speak. A lot of people will take what I say and run with it. I don't, like I told her, I don't have no problems against her. I did feel approached last night because Camaro came on and said some things, tried to make it seem like I was the reason Milan left or they fell out or whatever. And I just want everybody to know, no, bitch, I'm not the reason.
No, he and said what he said on his own. I read what he put in that group, honey. He was the one.
No, when he came on the show last night, it was like, oh, you just being messy. And I'm like, well, how am I being messy? My thing is, if you have a conversation with somebody and you don't want nobody to know about it, don't tell nobody.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
But Camaro had been walking around Atlanta. I don't even live. I haven't been to Atlanta since May. How would I know Camaro is walking around the club telling people Milan got his position taken or whatever is going on? I don't know. I don't live down there. I don't go to the club.
Right.
When I tell you Camaro read for Phil.
He really did read for Phil. Read that.
Paul Milan, just focus on your radio, your record deal, and stuff like that.
Alexis.
And stay away from Uganda
yes,
and YouTube clips.
Well, can we get this tea? Can we get your son to call in? Can we get the beat about, honey? What's all this Facebook beefing, honey, between your son, Teflon ex Ebony, and Joel Mizza?
I'm going to tell you like I told Temperance. I don't have no favorites until it comes to mind.
Wait a minute, Alexis. Yeah, I want to talk about that, too, because this shade overblowing over here in Jersey, too, and I don't understand why. I sent the bitch $100 for a category. What's our problem?
Who are you talking about?
Teflon.
Oh, Teflon.
Have you spoke with him, Mark?
I tried.
Maybe
somebody put it in the whole conversation from last night in the official room so you can read it.
Mark, someone said your $100 went towards Lucy's.
Who?
I don't care what the $100 was for. And, you know, it really wasn't about that. It was the fact that I couldn't make it to his ball. So, basically, I tried to sponsor a category for him because, basically, I could not get there like I said that I would. But I tried to hit him up the day after, and weeks after, and he basically just paid me, so I deleted it. I mean,
I think he was more upset. I think he probably was upset at the time.
Well, I can understand that, but I didn't have anything to do with that. I mean, I guess I come with the brand.
Right,
don't. You know, I get that. I totally get it. But, I really didn't have nothing personally to do with that. But it's okay. But I really just didn't understand it since Tiffany bought it up. I was paying it, but since Tiffany bought it up, I really don't understand. But I'm paying it.
Can you push one? Can we get some understanding?
Oh, no, I don't need any. I'm good.
No, because what I'm hearing is...
It's not. He doesn't have a problem with Joel. If you read the post, it's a toast up. Him and Joel doesn't have a problem. That's his BFF.
But this is what I'm mad about. No, listen, this is what I'm mad about, right? This is what I'm upset, because he put... what I'm mad about is he put these pictures of this Mac up in his group, right? Mac, you know, foundation. And I'm so blind. I'm sitting here having a full conversation underneath this picture about, girl, that concealer, that damn foundation is so good. And, girl, it's really a read to the pretty boys using fucking foundation to walk.
I'm so lost.
The pretty boys are painting their face.
Okay, I know that, but I'm like, where the hell is this post at? Is it in, like, the West Coast room or something?
No, it's in the Gulf Coast group.
Okay.
Now,
that doesn't pertain to me.
Well, honey, they could put that all over because that's going on around the world. It ain't just in the Gulf Coast.
So Elmo completely retired.
He didn't completely retire. That boy, them boys. Well, at least I can say this: he has a thing for the cunty boys. It's sad, but he has a thing for the cunty boys.
So what was y'all saying? Now, what was y'all saying about this category last night? Y'all said about the Dior's or whatever, they production or what have you. I would like to say that, yes, they did turn it for their production, but what was the safe-sex message? Because I was lost with that.
Step into the bad side and get to be a bad bitch and get tested for the HIV.
Yeah, but, I mean, the message was in the back on the little billboard thing that they had.
Right.
But it was just a lip-sync song that they did. Like, what else? I mean, what was it something else that was supposed to go with it?
Well, Sandy, if you're listening, you can call in and you can explain to Naima what she's missing. Because I don't know what to tell.
I would key if Sandy calls in and gives Naima the very, are you looking?
Oop.
Not are you looking.
I mean, no, it's not even any shade. I just wanted to know. I mean, because to me, it was a nice lip sync performance. Don't get me wrong. It was nice, and it headed down to a T, and I seen a sign in the back. But, I mean, like, that was just a song that was taken from Dreamgirls.
Right,
so,
but
I mean,
it was
like,
stepping to the bad side, and you had to use your imagination, and they were saying, be bad and get tested.
I hear that, but you know, some girls are a little slow, honey, in the scene. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes you got to break shit down like a 4-year-old to some girls, and they older girls or whatever. I mean, I'm not taking anything away from their production or what have you, but it's, you know, like, it would seem like, okay, was there something else that's supposed to go with it or something, or I don't know.
I hear my stove. I'll be right back.
I mean, Naima, do you think it should have been more for $1,000? I mean, is that basically what you're saying? It should have been more for
$1,000? Well, you know what? For $1,000, they turned it, but it just, I don't know. Maybe it seemed like, I guess they could have, I don't know, maybe could have had a little speech or something else, you know, with some, you know, more like awareness or something. Like, I don't know, just seemed like maybe something else could have went with it besides the fab lip sync. That was with
it. So Dior won, and so that's what we're disputing? Is that what this is about?
No, it's not disputing. Naima just think they could have did more for $1,000.
Oh, okay.
It's not disputing. They already won the money, and nothing to dispute. I mean, we just...
I mean, I know that. I'm just saying, like, that's what we're talking about. Like,
yeah.
They won, though. I didn't know who won. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay,
they won,
because now you've got them asking a question in the room. They had on red dresses. Which symbolized, okay, I'm just going to go out there and be artistic. They had on red dresses, which symbolized the red ribbon. Stepping to the bad side means be a bad bitch and get tested. They had dancers. They had Beyonce. They had Effie White. They had Lena James. They did better than... Men on Queers or whatever it was. I don't know. I mean, the only thing I could do is I looked at the YouTube clips because I left before the second half. So I can only give my opinion of what I saw and what I took from it is that they did a Dreamgirls safe sex skit. Hey, step into the bad side. Woo, 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 woo. Moving.
Now, woo, why are you going to add the extra woo?
So... Moving for $1,000, that's what Baltimore gave, and they got it. Kudos to the Dior. Woo, 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 woo.
Web Dior's.
Black Vader, again, I was at a ball. If you have so much to say, why don't you ever tap me on my shoulder when you see me? I'll be at the next ball. I would really love to have a conversation with you. Really,
I'll be
I
right
would.
There, too.
Okay, wait a minute. So what's her name saying in the chat room? Did they know they weren't just talking about Callie's status? They were talking about Jasmine's status, too. Stuart was.
Jasmine did a skit?
No, the clip that's on YouTube where they all sit down at the table.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Senqui was 15 inches said they weren't just talking about Jasmine, they were talking about they weren't just talking about Kelly, they were talking about Jasmine too. So they bitch, you know Stuart called in here last time. That's when him and Kelly had that re-session. You know, maybe you take care of
your clamor. Let me tell y'all one thing about this motherfucking oral routine and their motherfucking status, bitch. Okay?
You can't take
it. They can take that motherfucking status and they can shove it up their motherfucking ass, Miss Thing, and then shit it out and turn it into a cult, Miss Thing, and then motherfucking sniff it, bitch. I'm a motherfucking legend in the streets of motherfucking Harlem, bitch, okay? Bitch, I don't need to be a legend in this ballroom thing, bitch. My name ring bells from state to state, bitch. It's like motherfucking toilet paper, bitch. Everybody got to have it in their motherfucking household, bitch. Straight people, gay people, bisexual, transsexual, animals, and everything. Watch my clip and listen to my motherfucking show. Tom started it, bitch. I motherfucking defined it, bitch. They can suck my ass.
Not toilet paper.
Damn, Kelly.
That's a lot of ass.
It's a whole lot of ass. And if any bitch feels that they want to dispute anything with me, bitch, or have anything to say about me, bitch, don't underhand shade, bitch. Pick the motherfucking name out there, bitch, because I always attach a name to any motherfucking thing I say, because why? I'm a bad bitch. And I thank y'all for reaching out. And I'm going back on mute, honey.
You might as well stay your ass right there. You going back on mute.
Girl sitting here, bitch, please. They can't. Bitch, my sister's iconic in the motherfucking business world, bitch. She done gave back to this ballroom twice fold of what these bitches sniff in their motherfucking nose, bitch. Please. She don't need to be an icon in ballroom or a legend in ballroom. She's an icon when she wakes up every morning at 6 o'clock in the morning and stay up until 2, 3 o'clock in the morning running her motherfucking business. That's what makes her a motherfucking icon. And give it back to these ungrateful ass motherfucking faggots that want to sit here and motherfucking read, bitch. Ain't none of these bitches ever come out their motherfucking pocket to give motherfucking cash back to these queens, bitch. They get it from the motherfucking door. You queen, all the queens that want to try. They pay for all those grand prizes. It wasn't that many people at her ball, and she still gave out all her coins because she came with it, bitch. Let a bitch do that and then start motherfucking talking.
Okay, no shade.
He had
it
in her state deposit back before the ball. That's right, you better say that.
They just want to sit here and read and debut people's statuses and all types of shit. Bitch, please, Miss Fang, girl. Bitches don't even pay attention to the boy. They be so motherfucking blasted, Miss Fang. Girl, maybe when I come to Hotlanta, I can get me a snow of 8-ball, and me and the girl, and I'll be legend.
And her ball.
I'm going
right now. Three.
Because all you need is an 8-ball. I'm a goddamn icon. I've been having 8-balls since goddamn back in the day.
I ain't playing with y'all tonight.
Not the iconic. Not the iconic 8-ball. I'm good.
Not the 8-ball.
The iconic 8-ball. That
I ain't
dead.
Playing with y'all tonight.
I'm dead. Yes, bitch. The 8-ball is iconic.
See me right now.
I didn't even know 8-Ball was around that long. But I mean, I know Coke been around that long, but bitch, I ain't know 8-Ball's been popular that long with the girls. I think the girls have been going in.
Well, honey, really, I feel like the 8-Balls is the good shit. The girls is on other shit too hard now. They on Tina's. They on
Crystal Meth.
Oh, no, that's just the lie.
Tina is meth.
They
on basketball. They on basketball. They on Tina. They on Molly.
Wait a minute. Did she say
something
about a
Miley?
Wait, we're not going to go there, Tiffany. Just
we,
like
you
we don't go there.
Miley
about
ain't never do nothing to
we're
you.
We're not going to do nothing about the Mollies, okay?
We have a call at 410-462. You're live on the air.
Hey, what's up? Is my turkey in the oven? I mean, is our turkey
Hello.
In the oven yet? Hey, everybody. Hey, ladies and gentlemen.
Hi, Enrique.
Hey, Swiss, you can disconnect this asshole because I don't know if you think you saw the shit.
Have you based the turkey yet?
First of all, that turkey needs to fucking thaw out. And then nobody tell you bring no 9-pound turkey to my freaking out.
Not a 9-pound dick.
And this is a, conversation for after the show, not during the goddamn show.
Oh, I'm sorry. I just want to give you some tease. I think Sandy Dior's stuff was really good. I think her message was the red, which represented the rainbow, and her message was a lot. A lot of times you don't have to blatantly say what you mean to say, because as long as you have something in the background, because like jingles and commercials, if something is catchy and catches your ear, it reminds you of the product that it was representing. And I think that's what's good about her ad, because stepping to the bedside kind of reminds you now of the HIV thing. So I think that's why her thing went over, crossed over so well, Naima. I don't think you really had to say exactly what it was. You know what I'm saying? As long as you have a thing, as long as they represent it well, that was it. That's all. And what's going on?
Hi, Ema.
Is she on the phone?
Yeah, I'm listening. I heard him.
Yeah, I mean, that's why I thought it was good. You know what I'm saying? But were you there? Were you in Baltimore or were you in New York?
No, I'm still in New York.
You be giving ghost tees, Naima. You be in Baltimore, nobody sees you.
Not ghost tees. I'm hanging up.
You know, let me tell you something. Oh, I be around Enrique, but you know, people be trying to clock my steps, but I be around.
Girl, don't nobody want your date. Don't nobody want your date.
You're live on the air.
Hello.
Private.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey.
Yeah, I like to agree with Naima, and that production it was good for a pageant. And I also would like to say that the mother, Sandy Dior, looked like a dirty bag of laundry.
Oh, my God.
No.
Okay, get that.
So she's the real definition of diggy dirty money.
Good night, everybody. That bitch don't play.
I need to see a picture of her. Who is she? Where's a picture of her ass?
You don't know Sam? Who said? Oh, you don't know? Okay, yeah, you're from Houston, so you wouldn't know who she is. Yeah, she's a.
It was a. It's pictures of her in the room.
Yeah, there's pictures all over her in the room.
Them in the room.
What does it say?
I'm about to put it.
It's
no,
pictures of her next to EVE.
And Dennis Rodman.
Dennis Rodman. He was at the free ball.
Who?
You know what, Tiffany? I can't.
Take me to the war. Enrique, what are we having with this turkey?
I thought you had the sides. I mean, I thought you had the extras. I have to get the sides.
This is an off-the-phone discussion.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry,
mother, I was trying to
Come
change
on.
The subject.
Come on,
with Kwanzaa,
I can't really eat. I'm fasting.
I was trying to change the subject. And keep it cute.
Go along.
Oh, God.
No, but Kelly, just because, you know,
what?
Mother, it sounds like you're underwater.
Yeah, your phone is breaking up.
What are you in the loo?
Oh, my cricket finally got spooked.
Okay, Tiffany, there's the picture.
Okay.
Now, I was saying, Kelly, just because you're not legend in the ballroom anymore doesn't mean you're not legend on the radio still.
No. Yeah.
Wow.
Well, I honestly, and this is just my opinion, and I know that son of a whatever in the chat room is going to say we know it's your opinion, but I just think it's my opinion. I don't even think that he was talking about Kelly. I think he might have been talking about the rest of the radio show. I mean, like, he could have been talking about Enrique. I don't know.
Not too much.
No, he specifically said those legends.
What room? What room is this?
Of the
then?
Show.
It's in the official ballroom, Enrique.
Who wrote it? Who posted it?
Is it all of our phones breaking up like that?
London, your phone's breaking up really bad. What'd she say?
But wait a minute. But hold on, though. But we weren't the only radio show. You know, Milan did have his show out, too.
But when was this video made? Because it could have been made when Temperance and Milan was still mother and, well, how does that work? He was overall father, she was overall mother.
He was
mother.
Called overall father,
but,
and Kamara was the other.
But if that was his
half.
Mother for 12 years, and then he became overall father.
It wasn't his mother for 12 years.
Wait a minute.
Well, look, my name is Jason Bridge, and I'm not a liar. I'm just repeating what the fuck I heard, okay?
They've probably known each other 12 years, but that has definitely not been his mother for 12 years.
Right, definitely. More like, you know, more like she was his daughter.
Wow.
You put this in Kelly Group, Jason?
Yeah, because I don't see
it's
what you're
talking about. It's in the new Tea Party room.
Oh, okay. Okay. Hold on.
Oh, yeah, I have to dish more tea, but, you know.
And, Mother, there are people knocking at the door to get into that room. If you're not going to be around to open the door for them, then you need to do something about that.
Wait, let me go fill my phone.
Oh, my God, there goes that water.
What the hell is going on with that phone?
Can y'all please buy your mother a new phone, Miss A, because, bitch, I'm
tired of it. Jason, could you like it?
Because
I can't find it in that room. Could you like
it
to the wrong time?
Are you in the room yet?
Yes, I'm in here.
Is the Secret Service on your mother's phone, Jason?
Enrique,
no,
you
said, let me
on
go steal my
so
neighbor's internet really
I
quickly.
I hope they. Well, Kelly, I have heard that the Secret Service is going around because the girls are snitching and it's close to Christmas, so they want to be home.
And exactly. They want to last that time.
I was just inboxing the girls, and somebody, I was just inboxed by somebody, and they said, why are the girls on the show playing stupid? The video was just made a week ago.
Honestly, I have not seen this video one time.
Yeah, right.
Today is the first time I saw the video, and to be honest, it's no shade. I really don't particularly care for some of those videos or some of the people that are in them smooches. But
the video was made 2 weeks ago, and the video is in the official Ballroom Radio chat. Is the video that Jacob just posted today?
Oh, you're talking about is that when Tom Person is saying that people are quick to build you up and then tear you down?
Mm-hmm. Right, that same
that
video.
One. Okay, then I didn't see the whole
okay,
thing.
Okay, I want to say this. I want to say this to the people in the ballroom. How the fuck do you go out there 8 and 9 times a night back in the day, 1 time a night, all 4 times a week, and go out there and have emotional feelings when you was getting chopped and sent and all types of shit in the ball, but yet when somebody have an opinion about you or something happens, you ready to just go ham? Like, how does that work? Like, are y'all crazy? Like, are y'all high when this go on and then y'all get sober? Like, I just don't understand how you go up and down like that. You either take the good with the bad or you just pay it. Like, you can't do both. You really can't do both.
What I'm trying to understand is, okay, the video may have been made 2 weeks ago, but it was aired the other day.
It was just aired today.
770-298-770-298.
Yeah, I'm just
listening. Okay, press 1 and
take the hand. I mean, I think what people have to understand is a lot of times this show can be like a commentary because just like where people have views and opinions about politics. No, they're not the president, nor they're Congress or senators, but they have objectives and smart comments about what's going on around them. So I don't think you need to be an icon, a legend, a star statement to see what's wrong is wrong, what's right is right. I think everybody has valid opinions and should be voiced. You know what I'm saying? Just because you have a status, be it icon, be it legends, but you're tricking, hoeing, sniffing coke in the middle of the ball, does that make it right? Does that validate you as a person? You know what I'm saying? So I think that people really have to, like, play nice and let people be or say what they want to say within margins being respected.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
A true legend knows you sniff your coke in the bathroom away from the girls.
No, but see, that's my whole thing. I think people are just getting really touchy because I think as long as you're not talking or as long as the topic's not circulated around certain kids, it's safe. But once it cuts too close to home, then there's a problem. Then it's those people that are not really legends or those people that nobody knows. But the thing about it is, I know everybody on this phone. Everybody knows me. I respect these people. I respect their opinions. So a lot of times, this conversation is just like The View or The Chat, and we talk amongst ourselves. Whether you agree or you disagree, that's your opinion. Just like nobody made any comments about, because I didn't even see the video all the way through, because I just heard, like, there was rat and a raven. I agreed with some of the stuff they said on the video, and I disagreed with some of the stuff like that. But I'm not making a video stating, like, what are they talking about? You know what I'm saying? I just take what they say for face value and formulate my own opinion and move on.
This I mean, the girl's been reading since the 70s. Go to fuck home and go to
I think what a problem lies in is people like to talk. And people, until it gets close to home, that's when people want to take it personal. You know, as long as you can gossip about people, as long as you're not gossiping about me.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying? Then once it hits home, then it's like, oh, you're being messy. But this, when we were talking about so-and-so-and-so, it was okay.
Exactly.
Like I said, people always, I don't give a fuck who you are. If you don't do nothing but talk to your girlfriend, everyone gossips.
Exactly.
Everyone.
It's the pay. And you can't say it's just for ball scene, because you can't put that on ball scene, because they do it very well everywhere, via entertainment, politics, straight, gay. It's just a normal, it's a human nature thing. You know what I'm saying? So it's a paid and pump. You know what I'm saying? If it hits close to home, I'm sorry. You know?
Shit, a lot of shit get hit close to home with me. I be paying it, child. I ain't got nothing to do with it.
All right, exactly.
Fuck out of it. I got to get up and go to work in the morning. Who the fuck cares?
They just said, when did Quantum Queen start wearing gold durags?
Shit.
I don't know. But I know a lot of people were talking about that show last night.
Milan, I'm sorry. I don't care how much she came on and explained. That bitch is completely delusional. Something is definitely wrong with that stupid bitch. Something is wrong with her. Somebody needs to take her to get see a psychiatrist. She needs help for real.
His name is Mark Abney, and he approves that commercial.
Milan, Alexis, Milan.
Well, I would just like to give a shout out to our listeners that's in the chat room that's always faithful here, Pimp Weasel 15 inches, and her Nova Kane and some other people in here. I don't see Mr. Man, but you know, y'all know who y'all are.
15 inches is a key.
Right, and after tonight, can we go back to what we said before? Where I mean, we would not be discussing, because I mean, he don't even have a show no more, and here it is. Yet we're still talking about Fix a Flat. So, can we not after tonight?
But you know what, and this is what I have to say about that. I mean, you can say we won't talk about that, but when Milan keeps himself in the press, be it bad press or good press, you know what I'm saying, he keeps himself relevant. So a lot of times,
we don't have to make him relevant. No,
right, you don't have to make him relevant, but a lot of stuff he does, you know what I'm saying, you just are forced to talk about it. You know what I'm saying, you're forced to talk about it.
No, I disagree.
Well, I don't know. What we did last night.
Did anyone get tea on Bishop?
Yes.
He's totally alive.
Did we find out that was he really shot?
Girl.
I hope people don't make stuff up like that, because that's absolutely horrible.
Well, first of all, we think that was him. We think that's him.
It looked like he had somebody typing it for him, but it definitely was him doing it.
Wow. Sorry, that's me. I'm trying to get into the chat room.
Why are y'all trying to get, never mind, that's a, whatever, okay, I'm not dealing with that right now.
Delete him.
Right, that's what they keep asking me to do, but I'm looking to see, I can't just delete somebody, because they want me to delete them, because I have to see where they've done something to be deleted.
Who's asking you to delete somebody?
Question, why do some girls say they cut when they be looking like D-Rock from the Yin Yang Twins for? And damn, why do, I'm not going to say the name, put seal in her face for no shade? She looks like Dragon.
Jefferson Meekin, for what reason do you feel the need to come for. I mean, again, I can't delete him because just like we just sat here and said, that's his opinion. And if he wants to say something about somebody, that's his opinion. We can't delete him because of something he said. That's just the comment that he made. If that was the case, when somebody says something about me, Kelly, or anybody else on a phone, we would have to delete that. And Kelly said herself last night, we don't do that here. We're not
right.
Like.
Delete him. He puts it, but he
you
puts
know what?
It
it's no shit. I'm gonna tell y'all who
Jeffrey's.
Let me tell y'all who Jeffrey's McCann or whatever her name is. She got another name. Her name is something else.
Fatima.
No, Jeffrey McCann.
Hold on, Jason. Y'all talk about the post. The post that he has up. The post that he got up reading my cousin.
Yeah.
Don't worry, she's in the room. She's capable of coming back. She's capable of coming in the room and handling herself. It's past her bedtime. She has to get up in the morning for school, so she's probably asleep. But when she gets up and she reviews the chat room, because she's in the room, she will comment.
Okay,
well, Jeff,
but
I'm gonna tell you just like this.
McCann. I'm gonna tell you who she is. Her other name is Marquise Waters, and this ain't nothing but a nasty anything community chaser. And she got nerve to talk about anybody because I got pictures of her that she done sent out where she's bent over, where she got all her everything out the sink, and that body is a sad case walking.
Wait a minute, is that the one with the dirty cornrows?
Yes,
that's the dirty cornrows.
His body looked like he used to be fat and lost a lot of weight.
Yes, the body looks like it's
in my inbox too.
The body
oh,
looks sad, honey. That's why I say it looks sad. It looks like a frown turned upside down.
Honey, I missed that post too. I missed a lot. I'm about to listen.
Yeah, I missed a lot of posts today.
She was gagged, honey, because I got her nasty screenshot, honey, all up in my inbox and other pictures. She better tread lightly because I will turn that official ballroom upside down tonight.
No, not the official ballroom. Just do it on, like, don't do it there because we can't have that type of stuff in that room.
They
got to close down the last
time.
Send it to me.
Yeah, send it to Colin.
I still got my work is still working. I've just been laid low. And another thing, you girls, and I know the girls listen, okay? You girls that send me threatening messages on my fan page and on my blog, Miss Thing, telling me that y'all going to attack me and y'all going to kill me and y'all going to do all these different things to me, bitch, a bitch come my way, baby. Trust and believe, you're going to get exactly what...
Oh, my God, Nicole, Una de Bello, stay out of my inbox saying you want to do me.
Ooh.
Oh, my God.
So who's sending you threatening messages for what, like your pictures and stuff like that?
I haven't been on my thing. I don't remember the last time I even posted and my boy.
Yeah.
It's been a long time, even though I'm still getting pictures and stuff sent to me, but I was going through a phase. I was bored that week, and so, you know, I was doing what I was doing. And so it's over and it's done, but the girls want to send me threatening messages telling me that they're going to see me, and I need to put my hands up before they see me and shit. So, you know, honey, vanity prodigy. I'll be right back. I got to take this call.
I'm sure you don't listen to this. But you know what's funny to me? Because it's good to the point now. And I don't want to be vulgar or anything, but I'd be taking, like, certain pictures off of Jack or Adam and all that because of that whole, what I'm going to call that Kelly scare. But, you know, there are still kids in the ball scene in these various groups that are still putting pictures out there like that.
Well, I mean, this is the deal. And, I mean, like, we could keep going and going. But, I mean, these kids, they enjoy that. This is how they get their rocks off. So if they want to put themselves out there and they want to send out naked pictures, let them. Let them send them out there. Because if Kelly gets old and they're getting smutted, I mean, like, this is what you call for when you open your dick and ass up on the fucking frame. So this is where it's going to go. So if anybody catches it,
right.
You see it.
No, my mama always told me if you put a picture on the web, it would serve.
Yes. Yeah, you're absolutely right. It would.
It does surf. You know what I mean? I'm pretty sure it's other people that have naked pictures out there. I'm pretty sure I probably have naked pictures out there somewhere. Who the fuck cares? It's a naked picture. I mean, if I plan to be around you or get naked with you, you're going to see it any fucking way. I think I sent it to you for a purpose, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, what's the point?
Well, I know it's a lot of my thing.
Right there. Who said that? Naima?
This child and this frog is just the key.
So what's the
and then you
want to
why
know,
I don't
want to. I don't even know why they even
and
add.
And then Enrique, you want to know why I don't want to go to stuff because of crazy people like this that's in the room that's hiding behind a screen, and I'm a bad bitch that I'm bad enough to show who I am, but you sitting behind a screen looking like I don't know what, with a lot to say. Bitch, kill yourself.
Alexis, you,
bitch. Here's old Phil Queen 15 again.
We have a caller, 619-500.
Oh. Hey, y'all. What's your name? This is me.
Now,
you know, I love to read, honey, and I'm about to read the queen who y'all keep letting back in this motherfucking room, this old butch queen who be putting pictures of her ass busted wide open in these motherfucking tranny groups, honey. She always talking about some straightness thing. Girl, that's the picture that Naima is talking about. But, honey, y'all need to quit letting this queen in these ballroom groups, honey, because she be stealing y'all pictures and posting them in the other groups trying it.
Who is that?
But
who,
I can
see that.
Miss Jeffers Mac 9, aka Miss Marquise Waters, or whatever her name is.
She's stealing the girls' pictures, huh?
Yes, honey. I had told Jason about it, and he tried to delete her, but somebody let her back in, honey.
Yeah.
But honey, if she keeps trying it, I'm gonna post her picture of her busted wide open on all fours. Looking freshly.
Well, I say y'all
ooh,
just put
no.
the picture out there because too many people done mentioned this picture. Just throw it on out there. Just bring it on out.
Right, yeah. Just
it's been brought to the light.
Yeah,
I
want
this picture too. What happened?
I don't want to know
what happened. I'm going through so much.
Miss, did y'all see this picture that Kim Queen 15 just put in the chat room?
Oh, yeah, I've seen her.
Well, the big titty bitch in the car.
With the titties in her face.
That's Raspersia.
Bitch, you want to see a big bitch come down the slide.
Oh,
the bully alive on the air, babe.
I am so fucking mad. Somebody is using that child picture as their profile.
Private caller, wait.
private caller, you're live on the air.
Oh, hey, what's going on?
Oh, hey,
Green. Wait a minute. First off, I'd like to say, I ain't mama fella. I'm stepmama fella. I'm overall stepmama. I don't give a fuck about a bitch and I feed her to the wolves. That's why I'm stepmama. Now, I want to send a shout out to the House of Fellas and to my son who thinks he a woman. And my husband came home, being that it's the holidays. And I'm going to even say I love Trayvon, being that the Jerry kids marathon.
Oh, shit.
Now,
well, who is your son that thinks that he's a woman?
Just put me back on mute. I'm going back to, you know, doing what I do.
She don't never
this
say
heavy
much.
Smoker is a key.
Not too much from you, Ma.
Martha, what's that woman name? Margaret Gilbancher. Oh, my God.
So we were going to put out, you know, a missing person report on Clip. X E V Zoo X Ebony.
Oof. Put out a misreport on her for what?
We figured out that he's been locked up for four counts of selling cocaine.
Oh no.
Oh no.
Serve Clips.
Clint who?
Clips.
And
the heavyset chat.
Oh, that one that was in the video, correct?
don't know if she had me.
No, not
you only had a
clip for lips.
Clips.
Oh, okay.
She was
yeah.
just in our house. She was just in our house, J-Rock.
Right, he's in that company. And an icon who's a waiter was his number one customer. Ebony, come on, Naima.
She's tried it.
No comment to that.
She's tried it.
No.
Okay, speaking of. Okay,
Naima,
what? Go ahead, Lonnie. What you were going to say? Because I was going to ask about something outside of the scene, but go ahead.
No, you go along. Ladies first.
You said ladies first? Why the chuckle after that?
So what do y'all think about, these recent topics that's been coming up where they've been talking about ballroom throwbacks and feel like that he that he has favoritism when it comes to certain film queens in the scene, and also that they feel like that, you know, he comes biased when it comes to certain videos and certain things that he puts out, and some people have been expressing that.
Let me ask this question, though. Can I finish my thoughts first?
Naima, you were a bit shaky finishing your thoughts.
Right. Yeah. No, I wasn't shaky. Maybe if everyone kept quiet a little bit, maybe they could finish what I had to say.
Okay, go on, girl. Go on, go on.
There you go. You're stuttering. Come on, Naima.
Like I said, you know, some people have been giving him, like, a lot of backlash because of the things that he does. But the real question is, who else does anybody else know that will actually get out here and do and take the time that he does, that he dedicates to the scene because he loves the scene? Who else do y'all actually think that will actually do that and take their time out of their day to do the things that he does, whether y'all feel like I'm not saying y'all, but whether people feel like it's positive or it's negative? How do y'all feel about that?
But don't be no fool. He gets paid for it, Naima.
Right.
That's what I was about to say. Like, I got to be objective about it. Like, he's getting paid for it, though.
And then you got to think about it like this. If you've been around a long time, let's just say the last, which is 2012, let's just say you've been around in the last 15 years. If you know the man, you know who his daughters and his sisters are. You already know what femme queens he's into. So, and you already know which queen, Vogue Femmes or whatever, you know that he's more into the performance. I mean, anybody who knows him and knows those girls knows exactly what it gives. So it's been like that for the last 15 years. So why would things suddenly change?
Right. I mean, he absolutely has his favorites. I mean, everybody has their favorites. And, you know, good thing.
No, those are not his favorites. He groomed those girls. He groomed some of those girls.
Oh, he groomed Sanaya?
No, I'm just saying, like, Mika and Yolanda and Carizzi. He groomed some of those girls. So, I mean, those are his girls. I mean, it's been like that for the last 15, 17 years.
Ain't nobody gonna sit up here and explain to no dumbass, stupid ass, foolish ass queens about no fucking ballroom throwbacks. That is a brand, that is a name. Whatever he wants to do with his brand, that's what he's gonna do. Y'all just sit back and become famous off his fucking videos, you dumb whores.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my
right.
God.
And
this
I thank
got into
you.
That cat.
Okay, right, and you know, ballroom throwbacks is just the apple to everyone's FaceTime.
Right. Work on London. Work.
To the girls in the chat room that said that he's going to film Kelly and Sanaya over and over and over again. if that's what the fans ask for, fans get exactly what they ask for. Just because everybody else can't hold an audience or hold a crowd, don't get mad, Miss Thing. We give the people what they want, Miss Thing. So he films what the people want. Myself and my cousin. Tell them what they have a bitch to step their motherfucking game up.
Don't contradict yourself, Kelly. You said you guys show what the public wants to see. You know, the fights have been taken off. What's up with that?
What fight was taken off?
I kind of think they,
you know, edited, you know, edited cut.
I kind of think he does that.
Don't worry. Y'all have about 45 more. Y'all think about 45 more days until the end of the year, and y'all gonna get everything that y'all fucking asked for. The girls wanna make an ass out of themselves and wanna do the things that they wanted to do. Now I'm gonna turn all the girls into instant motherfucking celebrities, Miss Say. Since y'all want to sit here and y'all want all the videos and everything to be out, I'm going to put them out. All on World Star Hip Hop.
Don't do that, Kelly.
Kelly, are you saying
Yes
to reason?
No, the Karen. No, do it.
Wait, Kelly, so you're the queen who put up the World Star Hip Hop video.
I'm the queen that's going to put up all the videos.
So that's why
anything I do, I can attach and sign my motherfucking signature to it. Because ain't nobody gonna check those.
Why hasn't the video been put up yet?
My video will be up soon, London.
Oh really?
Yes.
Okay, I'm waiting.
But you know what? I don't think he puts those videos for a purpose because he can be liable for a lot of stuff. Like, he could be called into court. Maybe he doesn't want all that harassment or people trying to get the film for, like, judgment.
Sanaya
like
doesn't want to see that. Sanaya, I mean, honestly, I'm not saying that, like, he does it for Sanaya,
but
I mean, like, it
kind of
like affects.
No, Sanaya does not have to look. She's on the camera.
Yeah, I think that's the reason why he does that, though, honestly, because it keeps him out of drama, for real.
Let me tell y'all something. It's a lot of videos that's out there that certain things is happening in the video that the videos can't be up for certain reasons. And other reasons, maybe he just feel that he don't want to pick that up. But y'all going to get what y'all want. Y'all want it, bitch? Y'all girls want fame, bitch? Y'all want the videos, bitch? So I'm going to take the videos. I'm taking it viral.
But why would you take it? Don't put it on World Stop Hip Hop. I mean, at least put it in the groups or on YouTube.
They want them. So I'm going to give them exactly what they want. I'm going to give them a hard criticism.
Yeah, I mean, come on. Like, why the fuck would the girls want to see a bunch of fights anyway? Like, you know, like, what's the point? I understand that people don't want that whole ban list thing. But, I mean, come on. Like, you really want to see a bunch
of
fights at a ball?
But I will say this, though. You know, and I'm not jumping on Caesar's side when I say this. But I will say this, though. He gives you good quality pictures. This man also, these pictures are high definition. His videos are all high definition. It's no shade, okay? And I'm going to call it like what it is. When Andre was doing the DVDs, you didn't have high quality DVDs. It was just regular standard definition or whatever like that. This man has professional equipment. This man takes the time to give you recaps. He gives you in the mixes. You know, he takes pictures of, you know, people. Like, he really, really gives the girls a lot. And yet, still, for this man trying, he still want to bash this child. And I feel like, you know,
it's the ballroom scene. It is the ballroom scene. The queens are never satisfied with any fucking thing that's going on. You give them a fat ball, they're going to read it. You give them a late ball, they're going to read it. You give them a score, they're going to read you. You tell them that they ain't got it tonight, it's a chop, they're going to read you some more. It's always going to be a read somewhere. It's a ball.
And now, Emma, when Andre DVD was doing the DVDs, they didn't have the quality of electronics that we have now.
Well, they did have the quality. They just were very unreachable. They were unreachable, though. They were very expensive when he was doing it. Now they're more affordable now, actually. So they were out. It just wasn't attainable at that term for certain people.
I got a message from an icon. They said they got $1,000 for whoever can catch an icon on the panel sniffing coot.
Ooh. Well, honey, they only got to do is go back to a few clips.
But catch it on YouTube. It's on YouTube.
Okay.
Get your $1,000, girls.
You know what? Something just really just, like, pissed me off, because when you see somebody trying to succeed or you see somebody trying to do something with their self, that is that man's brand. That is what he's doing. And they don't even want to support something that is supporting them. He making you fuckers famous. Shut the fuck up. Wow.
There's going to be haters in everything, though, and everything that somebody do. You can't go on and be unopposed. That's never going to happen.
Yeah, it's the ballroom, child. It's the ballroom.
See,
they ain't never happy about
what it is. What it is, they see it. They see it just like everybody else. Mark my motherfucking words. In the next, I say about 5 to 8 years, it's going to be bigger and better with that with that young man. That don't got nothing to do with ballroom. He knows what he's doing.
So, yeah, we have a caller. Sorry, J-Rock. 619-5.
That's 443-447.
You're live on the air. 443.
Are you awake? 443,
don't do this tonight.
Oh, my God.
Are they sleeping on the phone?
Yeah, somebody is breathing hard. You need an inhaler?
Oh.
I know how to communicate with them. Hope he's got the new Twinkies with the glitter and the cream to come on.
I got a cousin that's selling Twinkies for $1,000.
Not Twinkies for
$1,000. Really got stuff in them or something? What stuffing is in them for $1,000?
They're taking Twinkie off the market.
Why? What's the reason for that?
Hostess is going out of business.
Have you seen the people in America?
Every year, do you watch the news at all?
I watch a lot of politics. I'm a big fan of CNN and Fox News, but I never see anything about Twinkie.
Them racist-ass people.
Why Hostess got to be racist?
Fox News
is totally racist.
I'd like to see what the other side is doing. I'm one of those people.
I fuck with Lil Debbie's. I ain't never liked Twinkies.
I ain't gonna even lie. I fucked with me some Star Crunchers, too.
Well, shit, Twinkies.
Wait a minute. They taking away the Star Crunchers as part of them?
They taking away everything hosted. They taking away Wonder Bread.
You're trying to start a riot.
Naima got nervous, honey.
She got nerving. Didn't she get nervous?
She said, wait, hold up, the Star Crunchers. Wait.
Like, wait a minute.
Y'all saw the ginger because I knew they made certain other items. I didn't know they made the Star Crunch tea.
No, that's Lil Debbie. Lil Debbie makes Star Crunch.
Oh, okay.
Bitch, she got
no,
to
but they're,
oh, okay,
but they're
good.
Breaking down the Hostess products and selling them individually. So some company is trying to buy the Twinkie brand, and maybe somebody else is going to buy the Wonder Bread and the Wee Bread. So hopefully
what
they'll
about
still
ding
be.
Dong?
Don't nobody want no motherfucking ding. Well,
ding
my
dong.
Mom
likes
ding dong.
A lot of people want that.
Maybe a lot of people love ding dong. Well,
damn, she jumped in.
Ding dong. I was getting ready to say, is Tiffany still here?
Oh, you mentioned ding dong, and she popped right up.
And Tiffany, I'm not talking about the cakes either. You want some ding dong?
Oh, this chick says a fucking key. What?
I always think you use a good joke.
I'm dead.
Did you just say you always ready to eat a dick?
Well, that's true, but I said I could always use a good dose, honey.
No.
A
good dose of ding dong.
Being that we are on the topic, and we're talking about this, I just want to give a special shout out to Armani 007 in the chat, in the official ballroom, and he's said to let y'all know that dick is good, dick's delicious, 24 flavors, take it in your butt, take it in your back.
I have
anyway,
never
nice
been a
dick.
Wait a minute.
So anyway,
Enrique was the hottest
we
tsunami
were not
at the Baltimore
watching
Bowl.
Infomercial.
No, they wasn't there.
They weren't there. Uh-uh.
Shout out to the hottest tsunami.
You really live for that house, brother?
Yes, I do.
They need to make him an honorary member. That's what they need to do.
Yes, they was not playing. They was going off.
Because I would truly call him father.
They need to make him a coat overall or something.
Speaking of Thanksgiving, being that Kelly is on the phone, so Kelly, I hear that the Thanksgiving feast is at your house. Can you confirm or deny that? Because I may need to redirect my my plans for Thursday.
They say you're gonna have crunchy macaroni too.
I'm cooking in the name of.
Kelly already said what she was having, though, and I know it ended with pie, pumpkin pie, potato pie, cake, and everything else that's going to be into a diabetic coma.
I'm making a turkey, I'm making ribs, I'm making a pot roast, I'm making macaroni and cheese, I'm making Spanish rice, seafood salad, potato salad, macaroni salad, honey, and I'm making two pies and a cake.
Ricky,
what kind of cake you making?
I think we won't be on the bus, the boat bus.
I think I'm going to make a red velvet.
Yeah, I think I'm going to be on the bus, too. We need to head it on out there.
Have y'all ever caught the way Kelly talks when she talks about what she's going to cook? That's when a bitch knows that's when a bitch thinks she can really throw down, bitch, when she gets changed her
I wish you guys can come to London. I'm making baked gills and honey glazed cups.
Are you making rock pies?
J-Rock, I don't think I can throw down, J-Rock. I am 30, and I've been cooking since I was 14.
Did you say
we're
going
to have
30.
A cooking battle. I cannot wait to move to
New
York because I'm going to show y'all something. I'm going to show y'all something.
Can we get Alexa back?
Rika,
are you there?
The stuff that she said she's fixing is not on my menu, okay?
Where's Alexa?
Right, why is she being read by Temperance?
Wait, is she still being read by Temperance?
Temperance, you know what? Temperance really feels some
read.
Type of way. She feels some
Where
type
is
of
it?
Way
Why
about
don't I, okay, this must be in the underground somewhere because I don't see
that.
None
She's
of
like
this.
40 years old. No shade. She be at Miss Alexis, though. She really do not use her. The girls do not use Miss Alexis. What is the tea?
Well, where
is
she reading
this?
Temperance.
Where is she reading her at?
Where is she reading Alexis at?
Yeah, I'm trying to
in
find
A-list.
It myself.
In the A-list room.
I was just in that room.
How was she? Wait a minute. Okay. I guess they must got that whole. They must have got on Kelly's bandwagon then. Because I'm like, how is she still in the A-list after all of that last night? But okay.
So how many administrators are left in that room?
Okay, that's the question.
Damn, they up to 7,600 and something members. Wonderful. Kudos for them. They have they're now down to 7 administrators.
The girls.
And that sounds like a 19-inch.
19 inches?
I'm in the A-list, and I don't see Temple's reading her. It must be another A-list room.
Yeah, it's called the Underground.
Excuse me?
There's only 4 administrators, they said. It's not, there's only 4, they said.
4 administrators where?
In the A-list? Oh, you saw 7?
I see 7.
Oh, okay. Bishop, he sees 7.
The official ballroom group is about to have 3,553 administrators missing, and I want everybody to add all their friends.
Oh, no.
I don't think you can have that many members.
It is 7 administrators, but Milan is in there twice. Robert Hurl Dinkins, Vicky Gotti.
Vicky Gotti's an administrator?
Uh-huh.
Word.
Fred Chanel.
That was a play ball game.
And Al Christian, that's his administrators.
Who?
Al Christian.
Oh, okay.
Vicky Gotti, Robert Hurl Dinkins, and Milan is in there twice, and Sasha Rivers. Those are his administrators.
Sasha, oh, okay. I mean, Sasha's administrator too? Where?
Uh-huh.
What's my Sasha?
And Bishop.
So you're looking at this now. So maybe it's not refreshed. Bishop's saying Vicky's no longer an administrator. But if you're seeing that, then maybe they didn't.
I just hit refresh.
Wait a minute. Which Bishop are you talking about?
I'm just playing with my Bishop. I just hit refresh, and it says 7 administrators. So if that's my child saying it, tell him to sit down somewhere and have many seats.
He's reading me right now.
Listen, can I see that when we started doing the show, we were going to say what we're thankful for? Can I say what I'm thankful for? Because I have to get up this morning for my early, honey. We and our family, we're going to the strip club, honey. It's strip club Tuesday night, honey. So.
Oh, Lord.
Yes, okay, let's let Tiffany say what she's thankful for so she can go shake some dollars.
Everybody has a happy Thanksgiving, a blessed Thanksgiving. You're with all your friends, family, and loved ones. Me personally, I'm thankful for my family, for my two beautiful kids, and I'm thankful for all my new friends. I'm thankful for all my old friends and friends I will be meeting along the way. I'm thankful for everybody on this radio show, and I love all of you. In your own special twilight.
Okay, well, I'm about to get up out of here, but I'm thankful for my family. I'm thankful for my sister, Jasmine, honey, no last name needed, honey. I'm thankful for everybody that has been a part of this show and has been a part of this show for the last 4 years. I'm thankful for everybody that has took a lot of the burden off of my shoulders with all of y'all doing the show on Tuesday night and Jasmine doing the show on Wednesday night, so I don't have to be here every night doing the show. I'm thankful for that. I'm thankful for life. I'm thankful for, you know, everybody that's going to come into my life for 2013 and everybody that I'm going to touch for 2013, honey. I'm thankful to my baby daddy that's going to be coming home real soon, bitch. Girls, what up? And, you know, and I love y'all all for loving me. I mean, whatever alleyway, whatever bathroom y'all girls do go into tonight or over the next 4 days before we get back here on Monday, please make sure y'all do practice safe sex, because the life you save will definitely be your own. And I love y'all all. And I'm out of here. Deuces, nigga.
Thankful.
Well, we ain't gone yet. They're going to be the end. They said niggas, so I'm going to talk about some niggas right quick. Let me tell you what happened that goddamn
podcast. Oh, yeah, if we have any comments, I'm thankful for something before we, you know, go anywhere.
Okay.
But not right now. You can finish it
up. Okay. Like I said, I went to Popeye's Chicken. I want to say something about fucking Popeye's Chicken on Tuesday. They should not put Popeye's Chicken in a white neighborhood, because I left my motherfucking office. And every motherfucking Tuesday, for two-piece Tuesday, these motherfuckers tell me the same thing. We ran out of chicken. How the fuck you run out of chicken at Popeye's motherfucking chicken? Bitch, it makes me so angry. And the white people be looking at me like, Mr. Black Man, you know, sometimes you run out of chicken. And I'm like, pissed. So you go up the street, that Popeye's ain't got no chicken. Who the fuck in the white neighborhood is see, they always say black folks love chicken, white folks love chicken just as much as black people. I can't find no chicken nowhere in that white neighborhood. I have to wait all the way till I get home to the black side.
They probably do that on purpose, actually, to kind of regulate traffic, because I know a lot of people do that depending on what demographic area you live in.
Well, there's probably black people like J-Rock who, you know, would go to one chicken store and they don't have it, but go to the next one and they have it, and you take all of them.
You're right. When I finally got it, I said, can I get three two-piece specials? And it was like, well, this just buy a motherfucking three-piece chicken. No. I want 99 cents, 99 cents, and 99 cents. And I thank you.
Oh, wow.
It's a recession. Fuck that.
Wow, the things that black people do.
Speaking of the recession, now that Obama is back in the office, okay, and we voted him back in here.
He
keeps cheating, you know, back
in Popeye.
Oh, shit.
I voted for Romney.
For 4 years.
Stop. Go ahead.
what do y'all see, or what would you like to see differently happen now? That hasn't happened the last 4 years that he's been in office.
For the girls,
I want him to grab his nuts.
For the girls to be able to get moans easier.
I want him to stand behind the podium, grab his nuts, and say, "Bitch, I said it, and that's what the fuck gonna happen."
You know what I'm saying? He is Obama now. Now he don't have to hold his motherfucking tongue no more.
I agree. He doesn't have to hold his tongue. I think he's going to have a, because if you notice lately, he's been a lot more vocal. He has
a lot more aggressive.
A lot more aggressive going on because McCain is really trying him. Actually, they're going to duke it out real shortly. They've been really trying him.
You said McCain. That's the one that ran
for president and lost.
No, isn't that the House? He's a House Speaker, right? Somebody correct me if I'm wrong. Isn't he? I think he's like the House Speaker or something like that.
John McCain.
House Speaker.
Yeah, he's the House Speaker. Yeah, he's the one that's trying to, I guess Bush. Obama's trying to get Rice to be Secretary of State, and he's definitely opposed to it. So he's doing it by all means necessary to make sure that lady does not get that position. But it doesn't seem to be working.
Hold on. Wait a minute. Back it up. John McCain is the Speaker of the House now?
Yeah. Hasn't he been the Speaker of the House?
No.
I don't know nothing about John McCain.
He used
McCain
to be the governor or something else.
Okay, that's okay, Google.
Sorry, you guys. Private caller, you're live on the air.
Look at here. I ain't got time for that. I want to know, since the House of Blood are giving out grants, can Terrence and Chubbs give Granny a grand hand?
Listen, we were in the middle of a very important discussion.
Ain't nobody got time for that. You know what position is that they hold? Hell, and shit, you over there in the parliament, what the fuck you know about American politics, hell?
John Boehner is the Speaker of the House. John McCain is a senator that ran for president the first time.
That's what I thought. That's what I thought he was a senator.
Well, my granny, 773-778, you're live on the M.
Just fucking this all up. What the hell?
Hey, y'all.
Okay, John Boehner's the Speaker of the House.
Right, we got that.
John Boehner's the Speaker of the House. John McCain is head of the Intelligence Committee, Foreign Intelligence Committee.
Is that why he's opposed to the Secretary of State?
He's opposed to the idea of her becoming, because we haven't even finished out this year yet.
Right.
So we don't actually have to pick until next. He doesn't have to make his choices for who he's fitting in his cabinet until next year. But he's already, they're already doing the strong arm bullshit. But John McCain wants answers about the bullshit that happened over in Libya, yada, yada, yada.
Right, right,
and
okay.
Thank you, listeners. That was our chief meteorologist.
Thank you.
Did you just call me a weatherman?
Right.
No, she called you a cheese meteorologist.
Thank you, Devin, for calling in. I appreciate you straightening it out for them because they didn't know what the fuck they were talking about.
I appreciate it. I said correctly if I'm
you,
wrong.
Devin,
I did say that.
No hair.
Well, they say correct me if I'm wrong.
Oh, Lord, they said Devin needs to blow his nose. It never fails.
Oh, no.
Why?
For this, you know what, black hater. Why do you come into the room? If you have such a problem with the people that are on the show and you have so much to say, you can press one. Why do you come into the room? Shut the fuck up.
And
Devin,
who is this?
Tell people to shut the fuck up tonight. Fuck them.
But who? So we can,
Okay, well, being that said, did y'all hear the rumor also, too, that George Bush's son, Jeb Bush, is supposed to be running for president come, 2016 it is? Or 14?
Well, nobody can now.
Ain't no Bush getting back in office.
No, they said there's supposed to be a rumor, but they said that people are not, the Republicans are trying to push that down because they know that people are definitely opposed to that.
Hillary Clinton and Michelle Obama is running.
Michelle,
okay, baby, enough with these politics. I only know about
it's draining me, no shame.
Kings and queens, princes and princesses.
Who gives a fuck?
First of all, the old bitch
going to
have to crow
first. No, but I got to see it's going to be a battle between Clinton and Sarah Palin.
Oh, bitch.
A nasty cat fight.
Yes.
If they was in the ring and they was actually boxing, who you think would win, Hillary or Sarah?
Hillary.
Hillary has a strong. Hillary Mary has a strong face.
You don't know she kept the shit out of Bill after that whole Monica thing? She fucked Bill right up. You see Bill ain't saying another word after that.
This other bitch is from Alaska.
Hillary
like
been getting her
dice
on.
Oh, yeah, she redneck from Alaska.
She probably could
take
a direct hit, honey. She probably didn't. She could stand that cold. She could damn sure take a hit.
My money's on Palin. No shade.
Martha Stewart will fuck both of them up.
No, bitch, did you see that movie on Lifetime, bitch? She went in with them pots in the driveway. I gagged.
No,
she threw pots in the middle of the driveway, bitch. I was like,
So Mark, you watch Lifetime already?
Yes, bitch.
I was gagging. I was like, Lifetime?
I live for the Lifetime channel.
Yes,
fuck
God,
that.
The only thing I've ever seen on Lifetime was
Let me tell y'all something. You know why y'all don't watch Lifetime in London? I don't know who you are, and I don't want to know, but I know that you don't really get stoned, because that's exactly what happens when you watch Lifetime. You are definitely stoned.
Y'all know y'all watch that Fantasia.
If you only knew, I blow with the wind.
Oh, okay. Well, that's not my kind of high, so that's why you don't watch Lifetime.
No, I'm not like that.
Ain't nobody got time for G.I. Joe.
But come on. Okay. Come on, Mark.
All right. You ain't got time for G.I. Joe, huh?
G.I. Joe?
At all.
Naima.
Okay, Naima.
But, you know, Lifetime is for, like, white ladies, you know, and Mark, you be on Marley so much, you think you're white. So,
yes, God. Not. I don't think I'm white, London, but I do be on a Molly. I do be on a Molly. I'm not going to lie. These stone boots.
I want to know when Nicole Una de Bello is thankful for having a nub or...
I got to give it to Nicole. She gave me 2 barrels for last night.
Bitch, she came through.
That
oh,
bitch came from the motherfucking
how-
head.
Yeah, you.
That gave very her.
It'd be so evil when she says, "How dare you?" And I'd be like,
"Yes." She sounded like she sounded like Bette Midler on Hocus Pocus, bitch. I was gagging.
Every time she said that, it made me think of an evil mother or something like that. How dare you? No more wire hangers.
Well,
give her mommy death.
Oh,
they said
Nicole is thankful for pigs.
I be wanting her to say it every time, like when Jason Nell started getting on it, she'll go, "How dare you say that?" I'll be like, "Bitch."
It got very Nicole was thankful for bacon fat. Y'all girls going to hell for that.
No shade. When she said prepaid faggot, I thought I was going to lose my mind. I said, "A what?" She said a prepaid faggot. I said, ooh.
Richard, you just hit me in my inbox just asking you suck my dick, honey.
Yeah, like, who does that with her? Like, I was gagging.
Ooh. Like, don't they know
that?
That saw me.
Oh, shit.
I'm dead.
Uh-uh. That swamp, African swamp meat.
So, this, I don't know if any of y'all girls on this phone are Nicki Minaj fans, but they said her CD or something like that, because I really don't be keeping up with all that stuff, has flopped. And some people are saying that Rihanna's CD is cute, but it's it may not make it to a number one.
It ain't
going to
make it no fucking way. That bitch is charging $250. She lost her fucking mind.
I don't think she really charging that much for her album.
That's what they keep posting, that she's posting. I guess it's going to be a special edition.
Of
It's supposed to come.
I guess it's supposed to come with photos or from a photo shoot and a whole bunch of other stuff. But it still ain't worth $250. Bitch, if I'm gonna pay $250, I want the pictures of Chris Brown.
No,
Chris
if
Brown
I pay $250 for that bitch album, Rihanna better come with the motherfucking CD, bitch.
Man, I don't want her in my house.
Rihanna's gonna come and give me a lip sing and everything.
Yes, God. I don't want her real singing because she can't sing. But I'll take her lip singing. She better come with that CD, bitch, for $250.
Wait a minute. What is this CD supposed to come out for $250? Are y'all serious?
Yeah, I didn't get it.
Mm-hmm. That's a key.
That is a key. That's a mess.
It's an executive deluxe. It's an executive deluxe edition of her CD. Yes, it is. $250.
She can keep that.
But what's in this CD? Like, is it her getting fucked or something? I mean, what is it? No, that's a lie.
I wouldn't give her that bitch lost her coconut loving mind. If she thinks somebody is gonna pay $250 motherfucking dollars for her CD, bitch, you ain't even got real eyes. Your eyes ain't even real.
Not real eyes.
Michael
real
Jackson
real eyes.
Didn't even charge that for his CD.
You tell me this
saying,
bitch
come
got
on.
Marbles in her face.
She's I just can't with this lady. I'm not upset with Rihanna. I like Rihanna as an artist, but that $250 rubbed me the wrong fucking way. I said this bitch done lost her mind.
Rihanna came out, and everybody backed off Tyra Banks because that bitch looks like an alien sometimes. I don't care what nobody say. So that forehead is out there.
Her body is sickening, but actually,
but
I just
forehead.
Her forehead does. I'm getting tired of her sending out all these damn videos, though. She puts out an album like one every year, don't they? Doesn't she? Like one every 6 months or a year or something like that?
Well, somebody said Rihanna's body is what?
Rihanna's
body is
smidge. Did we wish Ayana a happy birthday?
Wish
who a happy birthday?
Amaya. Vanna.
Oh, happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Vanna.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, breast assist.
Her birthday, Rihanna CD is supposed to come out in March.
Ain't nobody going to buy that CD.
She's going to lose a lot behind that dumbass CD.
Well, what about these girls as Nicki Minaj fans and stuff like that? And speaking of Nicki Minaj, before we go to her fans, why would this bitch wear them dresses that she wore at them awards the other night and having to have people to walk her up those stairs and walk around with her so she wouldn't fall and gag? Why even put herself through there to wear all them dresses there because you hiding up that saggy ass is falling down and you got Popsicle Doll going fast now? That doesn't make any sense to me.
She looks a fool. Something is wrong with her, too. She need help. Something wrong with her, girl.
I think her stock went down after that whole Republican thing. I think her stock went down. I think that's one reason why her album's not doing very well.
Her album not doing very well because she don't do very well on the album.
Right.
Mona said that album better come with a diamond.
Okay.
Oh, shit.
And better shine like one, too, for $250, a stupid bitch. I said, this bitch is crazy. Nicki Minaj, she's just like another carbon copy of Lil' Kim in a light skin version. So her style is kind of like duplicated to me. It doesn't seem original. It's not original at all. I don't think she does well. I think she's a horrible, horrible rapper. Her style is it's been done. It's already been done. Foxy
she's
Brown
a pop
and Lil
singer.
Kim.
She's a pop singer.
They said the CD is $16.99 for the deluxe, and it's cute. It came out yesterday.
Who?
Rihanna.
I didn't say a $16.99 album wasn't going to be cute. I said the $250 album is ridiculous.
But is that the deluxe super deluxe? What the fuck?
Yeah,
she's supposed to be having a portfolio. It's supposed to be a portfolio.
Let me tell you something. Who the fuck started that bullshit? Because I remember I bought No More Drama, Mary J. Blige. That was like one of my first R&B CDs because I was raised in gospel. But that was one of my first R&B CDs, No More Drama. Then all of a sudden I buy this motherfucking CD. 2 weeks later, she released Rainy Days with Ja Rule and a whole other motherfucking CD. They don't expect me to go buy that shit.
No,
she did
that CD, and then she did Reflections. So it was just a big mixture of all her other songs. It wasn't her doing
bullshit.
But that's something that I've never understood. Because I don't buy CDs. Y'all buy the CD the first time. Then they re-release the same CD, and y'all go out and buy it. Some of you go out and buy it again.
I didn't buy the Reflections. I heard the songs because I had them all on different CDs, so I didn't need to buy that CD.
But my thing is, I've always supported the people that I like, but when they start dropping this double shit on me and want to release something else that I really like on another CD, I'd be like, well, fuck it. I'm just going to burn the shit.
That's why I don't do that with Beyonce. I don't do that with
Rihanna's album, Singer Plans, Diamond Exclusive Platinum Box release of Unapologetic. $250 album. A 40-page notebook with scribblings from Rihanna's Beauty, a photo booklet, a DVD fan poster, and a deluxe version of the album itself.
And Rihanna's phone number, and Rihanna's email address.
Okay, exactly. All of that.
And her address better be on there, too. I better be able to go to Barbados and ring that motherfucking door for
$250,
bitch.
You better let Chris Brown be bent over naked.
Well, this person in chat room named Terrain Still Rapping, NZA, he said the singer's release in the 250 version of Unapologetic, complete with airline tickets, caviar, champagne, collectible colored vinyls, a hand radio for Rihanna, a 2 gigabyte flash drive,
a
t-shirt, lithograph, and an illustration sticker, and wait for it.
Oh, shit.
Not caviar, though.
Well, wait for it. It's going to be Chris Brown bent over when you get there.
Shit, it better be Chris Brown. It better be somebody else famous, bitch. Somebody open an act from somebody else or something for $250, bitch. I want
And it even come with a pair of pink foams.
Why does he keep saying, I think Rihanna is on Tina now?
Hell yeah, for $250, that bitch is on something. And bath salts, yes, God.
Well, it's no shame. Brandy didn't have
though.
To do that.
No, Rihanna didn't need a bath.
I paid $75 for Michael Jackson before he died.
And you're a damn fool, too. You're a damn
fool. I paid $75 for his collector's edition with all his songs from back in the day all the way up to the now. And it was like a folding. The reason why I paid for it is because it had that Dangerous concert there that I looked at when I was a little kid, and that was the only time I could see it again was that Dangerous concert, and it had the concert in there, and it had all the songs and the book and everything. And
what kind of concert was it?
It was the Dangerous concert in Budacris. And I bought it because, let me tell y'all why I really bought it. I thought he was going broke, so I wanted to support him.
You're a damn fool.
I felt like he was going broke because, you know, they had that state. They were like, is Michael Jackson going bankrupt? And my dumbass was one of them dummies that went out there and bought that $75 CD. But I like it, though. Bitch, I almost had a fight with my little sister for stealing that motherfucking collector. You know, $75, you got to put that shit down.
For $75, Michael Jackson better have a motherfucking serenaded note on that ballad for me, especially for $75. Mm-hmm. I'm going to need you to sing that all the way from China.
I just like it because you know that little Free Willy song? That's my favorite song.
You could have went and bought the soundtrack for that for $4 at a fucking
Oh, but I wanted to see the performance. I wanted to see the performance when they be going, doo-doo-doo-doo-doo. And they be doing like an angel come down.
I'm dead, J-Rock. I'm dead. I'm just dead. I can't.
Mm-hmm.
When the angel comes
really
down,
that's
shy. Bitch, I used to love Michael Jackson.
We all love Michael Jackson, but for $75, bitch.
I used to love Elmo, but I wouldn't spend $75 on his name.
Let me tell you something. I know a rich lady that's $1 million on Elmo.
Tickle me,
I know
Elmo.
A rich lady that spent $1 million. Speaking of rich bitches spending money on Elmo and stuff.
Let me tell you, they cop every girl. It's been nice. It's been real. But we don't need your services no more over here at Sesame Street, Elmo. If you're up here playing with the girls like this, and it's getting out.
You know what the shade is?
Incoming transmission.
I I knew that, that more of that
somebody
would come out.
Somebody is
I
calling.
Knew
there's a caller.
601-341.
Hello?
Hello.
Hey, what's good, everybody?
Hey, what's up?
This is Blackjack from the chat room. What's up?
Hey, Blackjack. How are you?
Hey, Blackjack.
What's up, Blackjack?
I'm fine. I'm tripping off like you guys in the $250 thing for Rihanna. I mean, it's some stuff that you pay for, that you're, it's things that you're collector's editions that you'll actually come off the money for. And if you're a fan like that, you'll come up to $250 for. Now, as far as the Nicki Minaj deal, my problem with her is this is the third time she released the same freaking album. The only thing she's done is released the same CD with seven new songs.
Wait a minute.
So,
can I ask you a question, Blackjack, before you go? Is
sure.
she doing another Roman on this album? Because I keep hearing about this Roman, then the Roman Revenge. See, I've never heard it.
It's
heard
the same CD. It's the same CD. The only thing she did was, like, tack on, like, seven more songs.
Oh, so serious?
Yeah, like, if, like, what I did, I didn't buy the CD. I went to my Rhapsody and pulled it up. Like, if you go through, if you look at the disc log, you have seven new songs, and then the whole CD of the last CD she just put out. And that's it. So you telling me that you gonna make me pay $15 for the same thing you just put out for extra seven extra songs? I don't see it.
I think it is what it is.
I
think they both in the entertainment business. I think they both doing some pretty heavy shit out there, both of them.
I mean, it's no deal. You had, like, they had clues from Rihanna telling them to just get high and stuff like that, and you can kind of get that vibe from the CD. But, I mean, if you feel like way about her, if you love her that much, because I'm pretty sure it's Beyonce fans, if she came out tomorrow,
no,
and
no,
she gonna
hell
have a,
no,
yeah.
Can't say that.
If she was going to have a diamond CD case, select case or something like that, and was $500, somebody out there will buy it. I'm sorry.
No, I'm, no,
if
we know that.
No,
it,
I have
no,
to
no,
agree.
We're not saying,
because
saying,
when
no,
Beyonce
no.
came to the Verizon Center, my best friend said, okay, bitch, we going. He didn't tell me how much them tickets was until he brought me my motherfucking ticket. And when I saw how much that motherfucking ticket was, I said, bitch, do she come give me a motherfucking lap dance?
Okay.
Some people would do it. It would surprise you. Some people are actually
no, we no. You gotta know. You gotta know that we know this because the stadium is packed. The place is packed. The people are buying the CDs. We know this. We just think they're a damn fool.
I don't know, y'all. I got a lot of collector's edition stuff. It's just if you feel that need. Like, if I really felt like I could come off that coin, I would do it. You know what I'm saying? But that is what it is.
I have to agree with somebody in the chat room. They said Beyonce, but Beyonce doesn't come out, like, every year. She comes
yes,
out, like,
Beyonce
a month or twice.
Beyonce released an album every 6 months. She had her time.
Every
too.
6 months?
Was,
I don't know.
Yeah, she was
you should
know.
Uh-uh.
No, she don't.
No, she don't.
Beyonce,
yes, she did. She did it like twice.
No, her songs be coming out seem like every 6 months. It's just that she stayed relevant because it was a period where Beyonce didn't release something for 2 years. She had like a 2 year gap.
It's going on right now because that was before
the
album.
I would
right
say
now.
This
She's
about
on
Beyonce. Beyonce is a smart cookie. She
yeah.
would wait to somebody else like Brandy. When the week Brandy released her CD, what did Beyonce do? The bitch came out when she was hosting the Super Bowl. When somebody else's CD was getting ready to come out, the bitch announced she was pregnant. So she know how to steal a girl's shine.
But
right,
you know,
exactly.
But you know she Beyonce CD comes out next year. For the
yeah, but regardless
the
of whenever it comes out, I mean, she's like, you know, she's the A-top girl right now. You know what I mean? Like,
cool.
Rihanna
or Beyonce?
Rihanna,
uh-huh.
Rihanna or nor that girl, the whatever her name is, Nicki Minaj, neither one of them are touching that girl. So
I'm sorry. I'm not
a
big Rihanna fan, but I'm going to have to say Rihanna's coming very close to her.
Rihanna's management know what they're doing because Rihanna is dropping something every year.
She's dropping good shit too.
When you constantly have something always rolling out and times are changing, you have to have something to keep yourself relevant. You can't afford to be, I'm going to wait 2 or 3 months or wait a year and not say anything. You have to keep something popping. And that's the whole thing with Rihanna. She always comes right back with another thing. Because if you see, it's been like 3 or 4 months of her since her last album. She really grinds it out like that. To me, if you really want to put a close picture on it, she is the Madonna of this generation, if you really want to be real with it, because she is that pop thing right now.
But she can't sing, she can't dance. She just looks cute and walks around the stage. That's all she needs to do. So,
yeah,
you know.
I'm sorry.
She's like a machine to me. If you put something out every 3 to 6 months, that's a little much to me. That's
just like a pop machine. I just think that all of these people, you know, it's just like, you know, it's a market, you know what I mean? And they're feeding off of the fans that love them, and that's what they've been doing for years. But some people used to put out genuine shit. These people just put it out for fans to appreciate it and buy their shit.
And buy their shit, right, to make sales.
They say Missy about to come out with a new CD, and she's going to murder Nicki. Okay.
Devin,
I like Missy, though.
Now, they don't want to play with her. They don't want to
play with some shit.
Yeah, they don't want to play with her. She plays hard.
That's an artist.
That is definitely an artist, and Missy eats.
Is she out the closet yet? Did she come out yet?
Did she come out the closet?
Yeah.
Did you say she come out
what
the closet?
What the hell happened to London? Missy ain't no dyke.
You know what? I can't.
Did he say Missy ain't no dyke?
No,
and
let's
Queen
say she's
Latifah
not a dyke. Let's just say she is lesbian, because people
and
take
Queen
a picture.
Queen Latifah is not.
Missy Vinh came out the closet.
Okay.
She did?
Yeah.
Somebody said Missy came out.
Why is somebody named Don't Ask, Don't Tell going to like my photo? Don't like my motherfucking photo, bitch.
Oh, my God. Why are you so hostile tonight?
And why are you posting if you want people to not to like it?
First of all, there's certain people I don't like in my shit. Okay.
Well, aren't you posted in public, though?
Why they gonna say Missy will eat your puss?
Okay, because she has turned the girls out, they say.
And what's the name of the lesbian?
Well, I would like to
Queen
say this, okay? It's no shade, and this is my opinion. Let me say this first before, you know, the girls come on, you know, on here, her fans are coming to pass me. But to me, Beyonce is a jaded girl. She's overrated, and she's a jaded girl. She's a jealous girl. I could definitely sense Jezebel and the jealous girl from her.
Not you, Mr. Beyonce, bitch.
Ooh,
like I'm joking. I'm joking.
Oh, shit. I take that back. Don't ask, don't tell. To like my photos.
Mm-hmm.
Must be.
It must be a sex sovereign.
Shut up. You don't know my life.
Anyway.
We have a caller, 202-210, you're live on the air.
Lord Bishop, this is Bishop.
Hey, Bishop.
Oh, Bishop, are you okay?
I'm okay. It's not funny. I'm okay. Yeah, it was true. I'm okay, though. I'm chilling. I just did. I got upset at a couple of people that leaked it on a lot of groups last night. They know now. So,
who leaked it?
Yeah, I'm okay. I don't want to talk about that. I wanted to talk with y'all. Which I was talking about that the Nicki Minaj thing. Nicki Minaj, she made the wrong decision by signing that contract to go on American Idol and then having that fight. That's what is messing her up right now.
Yeah, she's got a lot of negative press.
Okay, Bishop, hold up. Wait, before you go on, I'm sorry. I cannot do this. I have to ask you a question. Why are you on here after you've been wounded?
Because I'm in the house. I'm relaxing. I don't want to talk about
it. After you've been wounded, you're on the radio.
Well, listen. Can you just not just like yeah, please. If you honestly don't understand what's going on in my household right now, then stop talking about and stop questioning me.
I don't need to question you about nothing.
Okay, thank you, Bishop.
I wanted to say something about American Idol. I think American Idol has done something real bad with making Nicki Minaj and Mariah Carey as judges. I think American Idol should have actually paid some of the people that have been on past American Idol, like Fantasia or Ruben Studdard. I think they should have paid them.
I don't know about Ruben Studdard. I would disagree with Ruben Studdard, but
it would have actually made American Idol come right back up because the hype of having old winners of American Idol would have had, you know, American Idol, basically, their ratings come right back up. But now it looks like the X Factor, and I think The Voice got all of them, is doing their thing. And American Idol was just, like, looking like trash right now because they did this thing with Nicki Minaj and Mariah Carey. At first, I thought it was tabloid, you know, little fake tabloid thing they were doing with Mariah Carey and Nicki Minaj, but it was real. And I think Nicki Minaj has messed herself up and has put herself in a position where she might end up, you know, might end up basically not selling good albums now.
Well,
that's what I was saying.
Well,
anyway,
Fantasia is illiterate, and Ruben Studdard just doesn't have enough personality, so they can't be judged.
Well, I mean, they can, you know, I'm sure they teach them. I'm sure they teach them, you know, how to be judges, you know, but, you know, I just called in for that. I didn't call in for nothing else. I'm okay. I talked to Kelly, and I just called in, you know, just to give my say-so, because I don't have nothing to do right now. I'm in the house, and, you know, yeah, I just wanted to, you know, let y'all know I'm okay, and it did happen, and, you know, I'm just like this now. I don't want to kill myself. God don't forgive nobody. Don't forgive nobody at the end if they kill themselves. And you're going straight to hell if you kill yourself. And, you know, I mean, I'm glad that I had got a lot of people that have called me and told me, you know, and encouraged me. And then, you know, yeah, you know, that's what I'm sticking to. But other than that, I'm okay, y'all.
Thank you, Bishop. We're happy you're okay. We have another caller, 770-298. You're live on the air.
Boy, what the fuck do you be talking about? Please don't let his ass back on this line going laughing about what he's saying. Nobody got time for that. Anybody got time to hear all that shit, right? Folks get sick of hearing that shit every other night, him coming on the phone talking about this random ass bullshit. Next time, she be stepping the head instead of the leg. That
oh, my God.
Oh, no, okay.
We're not gonna do that. We're not gonna do that on here, y'all. Let's move on.
Thank you, caller. Who was that?
Wow.
Oh shit.
I'm fucking dead.
That is not cool.
Private caller, you live on the M.
I ain't even here. What he had to say, I was laughing so hard. See, this is the very reason you don't send Trayvon to be shooting nobody. And another thing is, you microwave crack babies have lost y'all goddamn mind. Talking about all these old auto-tune singing hoes ain't got no if you used to pay $20 to go to a concert and $1.75 for a 45. Hell, y'all goddamn fools. Shit, they ain't doing nothing but lip syncing. Hell, you can see that in Espalitas or whatever the hell that is, y'all be going, goddamn it. Shit, I need to get back up on the stage. Y'all are some goddamn fools. Ain't none of them people y'all just can sing or tell hell. Now I'm going to go back to smoking shit.
Oh,
it's no shit. It is. It's no shit, though. Nicki Minaj is definitely auto-tuned because she cannot sing without their auto-tune.
Sing? Nicki Minaj don't even
it's
sing.
Not
that's
a
what
shadow
she
of a doubt.
She a singer too?
Yeah.
What little bit of singing that she tries to do, she can.
The only thing I've ever heard her do, and I swear for you, for the life of me, the only song I ever heard is the song Roman's Revenge, and it's two versions with Eminem and Lil Wayne, and then it's just one with Lil Wayne. That's the only song I've ever heard that little girl do.
You know the only song that I like by Nicki Minaj.
My phone is about to die, so I have to say night tonight.
Night, mother.
Good night.
Night tonight to you all.
Night,
love you all.
Night,
I'm thankful for another day. You know, I'm thankful for every breath I take. And I'm thankful for my loved ones, the ones who are very close to me, my family, my cast. I love you all. Thank you.
Love you. Bye, my girl.
Night tonight.
But yeah, she, but Miss Nicki Minaj, honey, she, honey. The only song I ever liked, Nicki Minaj ever did, and I found it on, I heard it on this Butch Queen page who I was cruising back in MySpace days. And the only song that I ever liked that she did was Your Love. Other than that, I really don't care for her.
That song, you see light to me. How do you?
Mm-mm.
I mean, like, shut the fuck up. That's how she sound.
How do you?
Dumbass bitch. She was never a rapper anyway. You know what? But I'm going to have to hand it to her. Nicki Minaj said, I'm not a rapper. She said, this is just something that I do. But I'm not a rapper. I don't know how long I'll be doing this. I don't even know if I'm
gonna. Yeah, that was in her 45-minute E interview.
She really did say that. She was like, she don't know if that is gonna last. Is she gonna make another record? But if she do, then good. If
yeah,
they
she
buy
was all
it,
over
good.
The place. She said in her interview, she was all
did
over
the
place.
Did she make the first
dancer,
record?
She was in a group, and then she was doing all of this stuff. Then she's supposed to be doing this and doing that. And then all of a sudden, she just started getting into rap. And then that's how she wound up there, doing the underground mixtapes.
Well, I tell you,
you
one
know,
doggone thing. She did make
I want Brooklyn Mona Fella to call in. I need to hear your goddamn voice. What the fuck you mean I moan? If I'm you always got you always coming for me. You always coming for me. What did I do to you? You want my cakes and then you want this? I mean, Jesus.
Wait, she said you moan?
Yeah, she
you
every
know
time,
what?
Every time,
you go. I'm sorry, J-Rock finished because then I have something to say.
Go right ahead, because she trying.
Did you know that I find it funny, but Kelly said this to me once before, and so did Jasmine. I find it funny how they your audience is never, which I realized, and I don't really need a fan base or audience because I don't do this for the people. I do this because I do it for fun. I find it funny how one week everybody, oh, I live for this one, I live for that one, then the next week that cast is a bunch of idiots. They're so ignorant. You don't do this, you don't do that. But we're the same people that when it's a Kiki to you and it's a Kiki, this show is about being a fucking kid. Okay, Bishop tried to kill himself. I don't have a problem. Bishop tried, if he tried to kill himself, if he didn't try to kill himself, Bishop, be encouraged. Whatever it is not that deep that you have to take your life. You still have a father and a daughter that needs you.
Okay.
This show is not about and will not always be about positivity. If you want a positive show, go to fuck the church on Sunday, heathens.
Ooh.
And I thank you.
It's no shade, honey. Even going to church, honey, you still get read and still talked about. Those girls are fake and following the tea. They the biggest hypocrites and the biggest ones that's going to read and gossip and give you negativity, honey, as well as their shady positivity that they're trying to hand out.
Because it's
so,
no shade. I learned some of my biggest reads right out the church.
Okay.
I mean, I'm going to try to, first of all, it's a cry for, ooh, bitch, I'm on a damn tangent now. It was a motherfucking cry for help.
See,
the bitch been
go.
Crying for.
There you go. That's where I just went.
Nope, just leave it alone because you don't know what's going on in his house.
Right. The man has been crying out for help for weeks since before Obama. So whatever it is that he is going through, we ain't the answer.
Right.
We don't have the solution, and we didn't give him the problem. So if he wants to call in, he can call in. He can press 1 and he can talk as much as he wants. But what y'all not going to do is say that we're ignorant or we're rude because people handle things in different ways. I have a motherfucking morbid sense of humor. If my sister told me she shot herself in the foot, I'm going to say, bitch, what you was trying to get rid of a toe so you could fit in a pair of shoes?
Oh, please, I ain't think about these motherfucking queens in no motherfucking chat room. Bitch, oh, drop dead, all y'all fags. I don't give a fuck about no queens in no motherfucking chat room. Fuck all y'all bitches in the chat room. I just got in there, and I'll put it up there right now. Fuck all of y'all. It don't make a difference what y'all say about me. Baby, I got to get up for work in the morning. Read a book. If you don't like the show, read a book.
They not gonna read no book. They gonna listen to the show.
They probably can't fucking read. So that's why this is my whole point.
I mean, shit, at the end of the day, y'all ain't no more concerned about Bishop than we are concerned about Bishop.
No, and then, mind you,
Bishop,
you got to get in. No, brother, get into what they're doing. They're sitting online listening to our show as we're sitting here reading. Get the fuck out of here with that bullshit. This is one big contradiction. Y'all stupid. Y'all up 2 o'clock in the morning listening to us. So what the fuck y'all got to say? Go to bed.
Hmm.
All I know is my dick do not sleep on my balls, Bona.
Ooh. What? They could drink a gallon of bleach and light a match, for as I fucking care.
So, Jason, are you cooking for Thanksgiving?
I am cooking for Thanksgiving. Girl, how Walmart not have no macaroni noodles? Now I got to run around the mall looking for macaroni noodles. I got all my cheeses and everything, but they didn't have no macaroni noodles. So I pray to God.
What all are you cooking?
Huh?
What all are you making?
Well, I have a turkey. Well, somebody dropped off a turkey because I really wasn't going to cook one because I don't eat it. So I'm going to try Alexis's macaroni and cheese. I shop at Walmart like most motherfuckers shop at Walmart when they trying to save a dollar in the fucking grocery store. If you don't like it, shop wherever the fuck you shop at. You can shop at the bargain basement and shove the receipt up your motherfucking ass, turn right and throw the bitch up.
And you know what?
That's who the fuck shops at Walmart.
I'm going to be completely honest with y'all as a cast, as a part of this show. I'm going to be completely honest with y'all. I just yesterday signed into this chat room. Is this the chat room that y'all been talking about for months? Because y'all don't hear me say every week, what chat room are y'all in? Like, I don't see this chat room.
Well, you can shop. You can put a Whole Foods up your motherfucking ass and put a food group to your motherfucking ass as far as I'm concerned, honey boo-boo. I'm a shop where I've been shopping at Walmart, Safeway, Giant, or wherever the fuck I feel like a bitch that's got a motherfucking sale. You want to buy me some motherfucking groceries, then bitch, you go to Whole Foods and you buy me whatever the fuck you want me to have.
Y'all
How
in
about
the chat
that Whole Foods,
room. I
bitch?
Love for y'all in the chat room because I'm just getting into what they're doing. They're basically reading us as we're reading other people.
Yeah.
Right.
Duh.
Yeah. Go off
that's
chat
what
room.
The key.
Back to my menu. I'm going to do yams. I was going to do sauerkraut, but I don't particularly like sauerkraut, so I'm not going to fix sauerkraut. So I'm going to do yams. I'm trying Alexis macaroni and cheese. I'm doing mashed potatoes. I'm going to do cranberry stuffing. Of course, the turkey. I'm doing fresh greens, but I'm putting smoked turkey in my greens because I don't eat pork.
Miss
Jason shops at Walmart because y'all steal bitches. Please.
Incoming transmission.
Oh, film, please. 15.
203-999.
Hi. So I just gotta address somebody real quick. It took so fucking long to just get this shit addressed and across. But then, my name was across everything, you know. I just want to come at Mimi real quickly. Let that little lizard-ass dragon breath motherfucker shut the fuck up before I come at her again.
Who are you talking about?
Mimi, Ms. Million.
Who?
Who are you?
Let's just say my name is Mac 9.
Child, thank you.
Are you Jeffrey Mac 9? Like I said before, sir, tread lightly. And I thank you. Next.
Oh, you know who that is, Jira?
I know that ain't the same person that said something about my mother.
Anyway,
about your mother too. For the chat room.
Yes, 347-829.
Hello.
Hello.
Oh, hey everyone.
Hey, what's up?
Okay. I just wanted to say this real quick about Bishop. You know, like you said, we don't know his circumstances or whatever the case is, but it's funny how he said, you know, if he would have killed himself, you know, he would go straight to hell. Yeah, you know that, so that tells me that you know something about the word. So why don't you, my thing is, why don't you get on your knees and pray to God, and he'll give you all the attention that you need. Because that's all that is. He has a foul attention demon. That's all that is with, that's what's wrong with him. That's all that is. Because he calling every week, talking about this, that, and the third, and yeah, I'm fine, I tried to kill myself, and all this and all that. Yes, you tried to kill yourself, then you should be dead. He should have been at the morgue. Mm. He's just doing things for attention, and he needs to stop it.
Well,
and if he wanted
to... I'm sorry, caller, to cut you off, but how do you know this ain't another attention thing that he really didn't do it, but because no one has really been speaking his name, hey, this is another stunt for attention. Like,
right, he didn't shoot himself. He's just a fucking liar.
Just when the state emergency comes up, whatever, you talk about the girls wanting to kill themselves over the shit that, you know, they going through, because we are not about
let
to
make
this
about Let me tell you something personally. I work in the hospital. I work in radiology, okay? I see gunshot wounds. I see stab wounds. I see all of that stuff. When they come and get scans all through my department, okay? There's no motherfucking way. Ain't that much motherfucking morphine in the world, okay, after a gunshot wound, that's going to have that man that calm and that subdued on the fucking phone. It's just
That's what I'm saying. He has an attention spirit, and he needs to sit down. And if he knows that if he was to kill himself, he would go to hell. So what he needs to do is get down on his knees and pray. That's all. If he got issues like that or whatever, that's all he needs to do.
He ain't got no issue.
Let me let you know. Hold on. Let me let you know something. I'm not retarded. Nobody, God didn't make nobody
something
retarded.
Something wrong with you.
Let me let you know something. If you let me talk. I'm going to let you know something. I'm not starving for no attention. The person that was in the group that leaked everything out, I got upset with. And, yes, I'm taking Oxycontin.
How many milligrams have they given you?
I'm
because after a gunshot wound, you usually not. First of all, Bishop, let me explain something to you. After a gunshot wound, I don't care what state you're in. Nobody's letting you out of the hospital. It's medically neglected.
Let him hang up the phone, man. And let's continue with this positive talk that we have with we kid and everything like that. Because number one, in less than in about 5 minutes, the show is going to record mode. So anybody who's listening from the computer, y'all need to call in right now. And secondly, we want to continue on to what Jason's menu was about Thanksgiving and us being thankful. So can we continue that and leave that other conversation
finish telling me this menu so we can move on to the next person.
Okay, so macaroni and cheese, yams, fresh greens with smoked turkey. I'm making two pumpkin pies, an apple pie, and a pound cake. That's what's going to talk to Enrique about some other sides. I mean, of course, the cranberry stuffing and cream corn.
So I
think that might be enough.
I may need to make a little trip then down to your house then.
First of all, Black Vader, my motherfucking greens are going to come from the fresh market that I'm going to get tomorrow. I would never buy fucking greens from Walmart. I buy canned goods and milk from motherfucking Walmart. Bitch, what the fuck do you buy? What's on your motherfucking menu? Bitch, press motherfucking one. Right now I feel like Cali. So you press motherfucking one and tell me what the fuck is on your menu, your highness. How about that, bitch? You tell me what the fuck you going and what? You about to take your dumb ass to Whole Foods and spend $200 and something on a fucking menu when I went to Walmart and got half of mine, bitch, and spent $98 and getting ready to go to another motherfucking tomorrow and spend another $100 and something on shit. So you take your loose booty ass up in Whole Foods and get your motherfucking menu. How about that, bitch?
Tim Queen with 15 is a professional Walmart thief. I'm sorry.
Well,
I'm going to
need 15 inch to meet me at Walmart on Black Friday and walk out of there with some TVs for me.
And you go
Granny
back and you take it to
Walmart sell everything. You better work Granny Training. So Jason, who all is coming down? Because you know, being that woman will be.
Well, since
Enrique
purchased the turkey, Enrique is coming by. Brother Zeke, I invited Brother Zeke. An invitation has been extended to a few other people, but other than that, nobody.
Wait a minute, well, brother, if I would have known all of that, I would have because I'm off tomorrow and Thursday. I would have took me a trip. You should have told me that you was cooking.
I told you I was cooking.
No, you didn't. You told me you ain't know what you was doing for Thanksgiving.
Is Enrique still on the phone?
Hey, Go-Go.
Yeah. I guess we lost Enrique. But since I said what I'm thankful for, I'll now say what I'm thankful for. I'm thankful for the friends that have left my life. I'm thankful for the friends. I'm thankful for the friends that I still have in my life. I'm thankful for the way. I'm thankful for the direction that my life is moving in. I'm thankful for all that I have and yet to get. I'm thankful for the fact that I have all my faculties and my mind works.
Work.
Well,
that's how you do it.
Let me tell y'all what I'm going to do for my Thanksgiving. For my Thanksgiving, I don't give a goddamn about no motherfucking food because I am going down to New Orleans for Bayou Classic Weekend, yes, and I'm pretty sure it's going to be a lot of gumbo, turkey legs, and all that shit there and stuffed bell peppers and all that shit, but I'm going down there to have a ball, get down on Bourbon Street. It's going to be something going on Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and then I'm going to the you ain't about that life ball on Sunday, and we're going to have us a good time. That's what I'm doing. Mm-hmm.
So you going in there to be a bottom on for Thanksgiving?
I'm going down there to drink for the first time, and if I get drunk, who knows what may happen.
Oof.
And Black Beta, know your mama serving on paper plates. I don't need these paper plates in my house. That is fucking crazy. I hate to even see a bitch taking a picture and posting it on Facebook on a paper plate. You talk about.
Well, I know you mad. I know
you
mad.
Damn, I know. I was gonna bring paper plates, Jason. Glad you told me that.
I'm damn sure using a paper plate.
I don't fuck with
paper
plates.
I'm going to tell you just like this, Jason. Jason, my mama had 8 motherfucking kids, and then we live with my grandmother, so everybody want to come over to grandma's house because, nieces, nephews. Bitch, y'all better use a paper plate because I used to hate that shit. When everybody leaves, I'm there, and there's a sink.
And you better bring your own motherfucking, and you better bring your own motherfucking Tupperware because mine don't leave my house.
Paper plates, paper forks. Bitch, I learned about them paper plates and plastic forks.
Yeah, I use the paper.
Well, I tell
Touch
you what,
Jason.
Touch a
motherfucking plate if you want to.
Well, I tell you what,
I'll probably
bring something to drink or snack or whatever the case may be. You may want me to bring something because I don't want to come empty-handed because I'm going to leave with my hands full. So I'll be making a trip on down there on Thursday, honey, to come and bless the house and the table.
Naima, they said you're bringing Subway.
Subway.
Eat fresh.
They said it in the chat room. I live for this chat room, bitch. This is my new poison, bitch, when the show comes on. I'm fucking dying.
Mind you, Jason, did you see what Missy Lake said? Missy Lake said, I'm thankful for Jason's voice. Sounds like Cleaver from Family Guy because that shit gives me life.
Oh, no.
No, I missed that. Where the fuck is that at?
Yes, they be reading in this chat room. I get life off this chat room. Yes, God, I see why y'all be entertained during the week. I said, what is
Bill
looking
got in? A new leg smile.
Y'all be going there. Wait,
so J-Rock, you talking about that you going down there and you going to be drunk so you never know what happens. It's going to be drunk box walking around.
There's going to be happy Faber Queens down there, bitch.
Okay.
First of all, I'm going to Bourbon Street on the corner of Bourbon Street and St. Anne to, Club Eyes and then, the Bourbon Pub. And then I'm going to walk down St. Anne like we do all the time. I'm going to get my life. I'm going to go to Club Fusions. I'm going to do everything. It's going to be fun. And then I might go to the Battle of the Bands. I don't know. It's always fun. It's Black Pride Weekend in New Orleans. So
And
I'm
gonna
drink
bullets.
I'm gonna drink me a hand grenade.
What's that?
Drink a hand grenade.
The hand grenade. Oh, let me tell y'all. Oh, for y'all that think y'all drinkers, they got this drink down there in New Orleans called the hand grenade, and it's like, I know y'all seen it. It's like a tall green glass, and it's got like a grenade at the bottom. But the thing about it, it tastes like green apple, and it's like so sweet and good. So you be drinking it. It's a slush. And you be drinking it so fast because it's so good, but what you don't understand is that ain't nothing but fucking Everclear. And then the next thing you know, you are on your ass.
I need to get me some of that honey and stash it in my house.
I need to try that. That sounds good.
See, I'm going to tell you right now, if y'all ever go to New Orleans, only drink one. Do not drink one. Because everybody sit up there and drink that one and be like, oh, let me get another one. Then they drink that two, and then they wonder why they end up in somebody's alleyway or somewhere.
Oof, I definitely need to get my hands off that. Honey.
So all you kids that's going to be there, all you kids that's going to be down there for Black Friday weekend, I'm telling y'all right now.
Especially for some of them BQs, honey, they get very high. They don't practice in the dark arts, honey. Or they practice it tonight. But wait, I want to know why Gogo in the chat room goes, say, I guess a turkey won't be the only thing that's getting stuffed.
Well, I don't know what else getting stuffed.
Baby, if Naima comes to your party more, than the turkey going to get stuffed.
That's a goddamn lie. That's my sister. I don't do family members. I'm in the house of bread. I'm not in that house.
So wait a minute. So Enrique, what are you cooking?
Nothing. I don't cook.
What?
I don't cook.
No other choice. I have to cook. My mother's supposed to be working on Thanksgiving, so I'll be cooking.
That's why I shipped the turkey right to Jason.
Well,
you gotta
jump on a train and bus and come down here.
Well, shit, I got to cook now. If I would have known all of that, I would have rearranged the plans. I'd have had somebody else cook. But now I'm going to have to cook because I agreed to it since she was working.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you can throw down?
Oh, yeah, Enrique. I had my own apartment for 8 fucking years.
Damn. I have
my God.
15,
so
what did
nasty.
That mean? Still don't know how to cook. Fed.
Well,
ain't nothing wrong
Enrique,
with not
somebody
knowing how to
said
cook.
Enrique don't know fuck about soul food. He cooked Mexican.
Oh, shit. Oh, Lord.
All you people that's on these pages talking about you going to be down there for Bayou Class this weekend, if you see me, touch me.
That is so funny. Now somebody said I always sound bitter and unhappy. I am the happiest person because that's a child.
They,
kiss
you
my
know what?
Ass.
They just
that was so funny because Enrique, remember somebody said after Gag and Wayne when they said we don't look, I guess they just stereotype because somebody did say that they thought that when they saw something about they thought that I was really, because of my voice or whatever, that I was really effeminate or something like that, and they thought Enrique was a Mexican.
They thought I was a Mexican.
They thought she was a. I forgot who it was. They was like, they thought she was a Mexican. They thought that I would be effeminate and dressed really, really gay. I don't know what. And I thought they was like, they didn't know Mark was that short or something. But I was just like, they was like, that just goes to show.
Wow.
Well, I mean, shit. I mean, do it really matter? Do we know what any of y'all look like? Nobody knows what half of these people. I mean, maybe some of y'all do, but I don't know what any of these people look like in this chat room. So
I just need to know how.
Oh, and then
make,
somebody said they thought Alexis was the butch queen until a month ago.
Oh, shit.
Not too much for
Alexis. I just need to know.
Shit. Not too much for Alexis.
The ingredients that goes inside that grenade, and I'll make a gallon of it, honey, and keep it inside my closet.
Okay.
But, you know, not only the hand grenade, they got, like, they also have the drive-through daiquiri. Now, this is retarded. They have drive-through daiquiri shops in New Orleans. You can get pulled over and go to jail for an open container, but you won't go to jail for a daiquiri in your car. And so they got daiquiris called, like, What the Fuck? You know what I'm saying? That's the name of the daiquiri, What the Fuck? And what else? The smooth motherfucker and all this kind of stuff. But that What the Fuck daiquiri? Oh, this shit will have you saying What the Fuck?
Mm-hmm. Well,
Mark, I think we might be going to New Orleans real soon.
We could do that. I mean, because
I need to try like six of them grenades. Fuck one.
Well,
I want
I'm pretty
six.
Sure New Orleans is not the only place.
What you say, J-Rock? J-Rock, let me tell you something. I'm a drinker. I remember when Oksana Bayou was on Oprah Winfrey, and she was talking, and I had never tried a Long Island iced tea. So she was on there, and she was talking about how she was rushing, and how she was like just throwing back Long Island iced tea. And I was like, well, damn. I said, if that bitch drank six of them, and they didn't do nothing to her, let me try. So we went out one night, and I tried. I got one. I was like, oh, this is good. So I ended up, I was like, well, if that bitch did six, I can do more than her. And I did eight. Baby, when I'm telling you, when I got to that eighth one, that first one had just started to kick in. And
man.
I was still,
oh my God.
And I was still fine. So I could probably do like one or two of them grenades.
Okay, see.
Yes, bitch, I watch Oprah. Okay. I watch Ellen, too. And if your mother had a TV show and I liked her, I would watch that.
Oh,
you
shit.
Know what? You know what? Jason is giving me straight-up Tourette syndrome tease tonight.
Who?
Jason. It's like he'd be talking about something, all of a sudden he'd be like,
he be into that damn chat room. I'm looking right at it while they sitting here making jokes about him, and he responded to this shit.
Right.
That's why I'm the guy Black Vader. He keeps
you
making
know what I'm about to
this.
Do? I'm just about to eliminate this chat room so that I don't see it anymore. Now I know why Kelly used to be going off on the chat room.
Remember, everybody used to be thinking she crazy, like, what is she talking about?
Right. Now I see.
Talking.
Word is
you're
gone. That's the same
normal.
Thing I was thinking when y'all was doing it. I said, what fucking chat room? I kept going to the official ballroom group. I said, ain't shit going on in here. I'm like, what the fuck is they talking about?
Well, I would just like to say what I'm thankful for. I'm thankful for my family that loves and support me, the ones that do. I'm thankful for my faith family that are my blood family. I'm thankful for some of my house family that I've grown to love in the House of Ebony. I'm also, you know, grateful and thankful that I may not be a millionaire, but I'm still alive, honey. I'm still on this earth, and I still have a roof over my head. I still have my sanity. And I'm thankful to be alive. I'm thankful, you know, hopefully that next year I will be debt-free and coming to my own, you know, next year or whatever. And, yeah, and I'm thankful for the food, honey. I'm thankful for the animals that the Lord has put upon this earth that we may feast upon. You know, whether it's the fish or the beef and everything like that. You know, I'm thankful for all of those good foods. Because I'm going to tell y'all something. I don't pull away from the table. I pull to the table. And I don't play with the food because the food ain't going to play with you. So that's what I'm thankful for.
I'm kind of thankful. Not kind of. I am thankful for my family as well. I'm also thankful for all my true friends. I'm also thankful for the true friends I met off this show. I'm also thankful for my house, the House of Allure. I'm also thankful for life in general because at the end of the day, I really have a great life, and that's what I'm really, really thankful for. It's no shade.
You just gonna come out and say it's no shade at the end of that.
It's not. It's no shade. Because you know how sometimes you're like, you'll be driving, you're like, what the fuck is going on? Like, what am I doing? But then you have to sit back and reflect. I'm like, my life is really good, so I need to shut up and stop complaining. You know what I'm
saying? Y'all trying it in that chat room, and no, I did not yak that child.
I'm so glad
yes,
I'm not
did.
Looking
she
at
lying.
I'm so glad
she
I
lying.
Closed the chat room out. I'm so glad.
She
I
lying,
Boots.
She acting.
No, Enrique, how they going to say they thankful you ain't cooking this year because you ain't making tacos? I'm fucking dead.
Nah, I fucked up
dead.
A taco. I love tacos.
But say a taco on Thanksgiving, that might be good. I might make some turkey tacos.
Mm. Oh, that'd be good.
Kelly,
not a
chalupa. Kelly is making barbecue, so I like barbecue on Thanksgiving. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, something
well,
I'm
thankful,
make some turkey tacos.
I'm thankful for my family and friends. I mean, you know, I don't have that many of them, but I'm thankful for the ones that I have. And I'm thankful for being able to have the ability to be able to get up and go to work every day and be healthy every day. And And I'm also thankful for the opportunity to be able to laugh at everything and most people and still not be able to take things to the heart the way a lot of other people do. I'm just thankful that God made me a different way.
You know what? I cannot believe I didn't sit up here with my unthankful ass and didn't say what I was actually thankful for. So let me say I am actually thankful for the gift of life, health. I'm thankful for having a career and being able to know how to balance having fun and having a real life. I'm also thankful for the friends that I meet and the ones that are fake to me. Because if you're fake to me, then I must be doing something right. I'm thankful for all my haters. You know, because, you know, haters are the foundation of every successful man and woman. You have to stand on something.
Ooh. All right. Well, Jay Rock, I just want to tell you that I'm thankful for your golden serves, honey, that you be having when you wore those leather pants with the yams out the bag.
The brown and serve biscuits, bitch. I'm dead. I can't.
I'm thankful for Jasmine for this form. I'm thankful.
Oh yeah, I'm definitely thankful. Where is she? Oh, that's right. She said she may not was going to be able to talk to us this week. So yeah, well, we're definitely thankful for Jasmine, honey, because without Jasmine, you know, we definitely wouldn't have this platform. You know,
it should not even sound like a breath
stink.
Oh, they don't.
Bitch, they are going in tonight in the chat room.
I'm thankful for
Oh shit.
Oh god.
Black Beta said, I'm thankful that I get to support another broke nigga since my taxes are going up.
Some of y'all need to take a bath underwater till you see the damn light. Ooh.
And the child named Derek 404 says, Kelly Price selling turkeys off the back of the U-Haul.
Oh, shit.
Lord Jesus. These kids, I mean, I honestly had no idea what the fuck y'all was talking about every week, but now I see what y'all are talking about. These fucking kids are crazy in this chat.
Oh, Missy Lake is here. She's going to say, I'm thankful for my vista in the next window because y'all are giving me RR Chanel tees.
Who said that? Who said that?
Missy Lake.
I'm thankful for the trade that's coming over Thanksgiving night to help me eat pumpkin pie.
Oof.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
did y'all know that pumpkin?
Did y'all know
that pumpkin was an aphrodisiac?
I didn't know that.
Who the hell would want to make pumpkin an aphrodisiac?
Us people.
Why do y'all eat pumpkin pie? I'm gonna slap the shit out of this bitch.
Why do y'all eat sweet potato pie?
Bitch, don't start. Please do not start. Because bitch, somebody told me that a pumpkin pie with a sweet potato pie, and I ate that shit and almost pushed that motherfucking pie.
And somebody gave me a sweet potato pie telling me it was
you
pumpkin,
ain't ate the right
and
one.
I wanted to
you
punch them
the
in
right
their
one.
Motherfucking face.
You didn't eat the right one.
I don't eat sweet potato pie. I can't stand it. I don't care who makes it. I don't eat sweet potato pie. It is disgusting.
But did you like it when you tasted it?
No.
Did you know what it was?
I live a sweet potato pie, huh?
I love a good pumpkin pie. That's just more pie. Bitch, don't you call me nasty because you eat a nasty-ass sweet potato motherfucking pie.
You need to let me make you a homemade 7-Up pound cake, honey, because she is everything.
Ooh, that's damn good.
So a little Tito says some of y'all need to take a bath underwater till you see the day of life.
We said that already. Late. But anyways,
Not too much.
Y'all, when I move up there,
to the East Coast, I'm going to really show y'all dessert.
I eat cranberry motherfucking stuffing. Maybe it's the white people that's in my bloodline, but I eat motherfucking cranberry stuffing, real talk. Just because you eating fucking ham hocks and chitlins and pig feet, don't nobody eat
chitlins
over here.
Hey, look. You know what I'm saying?
That's
I might got diabetes later in life, but
you know
what?
House
smelling like
dead
pigs because you done set chitlins in a sink cooking
for
Thanksgiving with a
goddamn
nasty ass hot sauce.
That shit stink for real. I was.
It
like,
does stink, but it tastes so good.
Ew.
This is so nasty. Little Tito talking about I don't eat pie Thanksgiving dessert. I eat cherry, red, jello.
Ew, fried chitlins.
That nasty. Fried chitlins.
Oh my God. Fried chitlins. Ew.
Fried chitlins? I never heard of that. I never heard of fried chitlins.
Oh my God.
I'm gonna have to give y'all. I'm gonna have to make y'all a real banana pudding. Y'all gonna ooh.
Hell no, not if you putting motherfucking chitlins in it.
Ain't nobody putting no motherfucking chitlins. Oh, shit. Ooh, y'all getting me hungry up in this bitch.
A broccoli cornflake casserole is good. One of my coworkers made one. That is delicious. That's good eating.
Broccoli and cornflake casserole.
No, Naima, what is delicious, Naima?
Wait a minute. I'm going to get to that in a second, but I just wanted to tell the person in the chat room, real XXX, whoever talked for all couples or whatever, I don't need an update on my internet. I just stopped the scrolling button so I could see what y'all nasty girls in there are saying in the chat room. That's all. Now, what's delicious is big.
Yeah.
No, you got to say the whole thing.
He said, fuck up, bitch. You hold up.
You messed your cue.
He trying it now. He said, Mark, you probably eat more ass than a little bit. Oh, you trying
listen,
it now, bitch.
Let me tell you something. I don't give a flying fuck about what no queens are saying. First of all, I don't put my lips nowhere near that, okay? My lips don't even go there. And if you even think about showing it to me, I just might dismiss you depending on where you at. So I don't know what the fuck he's talking about. But that's not my brand of style, fake person.
They must have forgot about the clean booty bottoms. Bitch.
Okay, I am a part of the motherfucking CBB organization, bitch. You better get into it.
Okay, and I am the CEO, honey.
Okay, and I am the founder, so don't even come to me. I have not sent to you.
So would J-Rock be the security
J-Rock is my head of state.
Okay,
I could never be the head of state.
Sometimes we let J-Rock. J-Rock's our secret informant, so he comes through, and sometimes he likes to flip flop, so we let him in the door.
Cause how am I going to say? Ain't nothing. It a pancake ain't a pancake
until it's
been
flipped. That's right.
Naima, where do you be getting this stuff from?
Okay.
Naima is 60 years old.
Oh shit. Oh my God. I swear to God, I really do love you guys. You guys are just, oh my God, that's the white me coming out.
Lord Jesus.
I really do. You guys are
Armani in the chat room
kids.
Says she needs a position in the CBD.
Yes, God. It's
yes,
open
I,
for all.
Missy Lake,
it's,
I am into bondage. You got that right. I will tie a bitch up and whip them, honey.
Oh, yeah. Hell no. See, ain't nobody got time for that right now.
Somebody got buried. They think you own bondage gear, but then somebody else in my inbox got buried. They think you got swings or shrapnels hanging from your ceiling.
Swings and treadmills.
They need to stay out my motherfucking. See, I knew I need to take that camera out my motherfucking room.
Shrapnels hanging from his ceiling. Like, I guess he must have a swing or something in there that he be doing in there, honey, with the people. You know how they had the white children, they get those swings?
I don't have a sling yet, but I asked Santa to bring me one for Christmas.
Well, I hope you don't do German fudge shows.
Oh, hell no. What the hell is that?
That's when they do Pfizer shows, when they be shitting and shit on people.
Well, they make people sit and they make you get up under the table, under a glass table, and then they shit on the table.
You know what, J-Rock? I just got nervous that you really just went into detail about that.
It's no shade,
I
honey. Let me tell y'all something. If I ever have a day call me, give her, he want me to do to him, I say, and he'd let me, and he'd be like, you could do that? I would say, yes, I do. Come on over here, honey. I would eat me up.
That is some disrespectful shit to
Naima,
say that somebody has a shitty
serious?
Kitty.
I would kick me. I would eat that little candy that they got called X-Plays, the chocolate one, and I would eat it there, and I'd just come.
Good night, whatever alleyway you're going into. Good night, the show is now over. Whatever alley you're going into. I can't do
this. Ooh, Naima, they said, take your wig off, you nasty.
I knew I was right. Little Tito said it's in a movie called Not Another Gay Movie. That's
I love that movie.
I never saw that movie.
He just said you want the gym and fudge, and I was like, what is he talking about? And the dude was like, oh, well, okay. And he got on the tape and he was like, yeah. I was like, oh shit. But that movie is funny, especially when the boy fleet too much.
Yeah, I think I'm gonna bring it over for Thanksgiving. Jason, so you can see
what?
It. I'm gonna bring
kind
it
of
over.
Motherfucking who? What kind of movie is it? No, it's called Not Another Gay Movie. It was kind of like the gay version of American Pie.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. There was one and two.
But this come on logo? Is this a logo thing? No.
It's been out for a while.
I'm gonna just tell y'all where I found it. It was at the because they used to have this sex store on Cedar Springs in Dallas in the gay area.
Yeah,
and
I
didn't
want
to look at no. I didn't want to go to no porno. I didn't want to look at no porno that night, so I just got a regular movie. And it was called Not Another Gay Movie. I said, I want to laugh. So the guy was like, oh, my God, I will show you exactly what is so funny. And, you know, white gay people, they talk like that. But then he gave me that movie. And
how do they
I
talk?
Fucking, oh, no, white gay people don't talk like that. Only white gay people in Texas talk like that.
Yeah.
Okay, well, they talk. He was like, I have a movie for you. Oh, my God. You know. And it is going to make you laugh. I'm so serious. Okay, well, all right, then. Well, go on and give me a fucking movie.
Yeah,
the
movie is
so
good. Remind me, Jason, so I can bring it on Thursday.
That means I'm going to have to bring my TV into the living room.
That was the only crazy, it's a lot of crazy parts, but that is the only, I would say, nasty part. Everything else is like, you would be laughing so hard, especially if you high. But, you know, my mama smoked weed when she was pregnant with me, so I got a permanent high, so I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I've been high my whole life.
Frisky.
That's why I don't do drugs.
Wow.
Wait a minute.
So what state of emergency?
Jason, they trying you.
Huh?
They tried you, the chat room.
Who?
They said only one TV, obviously the 20-inch.
No, actually, I have two flat screens and two separate rooms. Bitch, how about you come over and you take it down from the wall and bring it somewhere else? Because that's too much motherfucking work. If we ain't fucking, you don't have no business in my motherfucking bedroom watching motherfucking TV. That's how my motherfucking mother raised me, bitch. Only niggas you fuck should be in your motherfucking bedroom watching TV. I grew up in a motherfucking house that didn't have no TV in the family room, in the living room, because that's where you spent time with the family, in the family room. You want to watch TV, you watch TV in your motherfucking room. So shut the fuck up, get a motherfucking life, put your eggs in your fucking pockets and beat it, bitch. Just because y'all nasty, dinky, dirty little sluts fuck and suck and read and do everything else in your goddamn bedroom. If you had any goddamn home training and if you was brought up right and you had any more morals about your ass, you would know that everybody ain't supposed to be in your motherfucking bedroom unless y'all fucking. That goes for your best friend, your auntie, your uncle, or anybody. If they ain't fucking you, they don't belong in your goddamn bedroom now. So beat it, bitch.
Jason.
What?
How do you really feel?
Well, this is how I really feel. If you get me drunk, this is how I really feel. If you get me drunk enough, you might get to come into my bedroom.
Okay. No, let me ask y'all a question, though. Let me just ask y'all a question, and I'm not trying to turn into a state of emergency, but y'all ever notice that it's always like the, not, I don't mean to say this outright, but it's the unfortunate people
that's always so angry. Like, why are y'all so angry? Like, you know what I mean? Like, I know I come off that way, but it's really just the key. But y'all
okay.
are really angry. Like, it's not our fault that y'all have to lay on your back 3 and 4 times a day to make $100. That is not our fault.
Wait a minute. 3 or 4 times a day to make $100?
Child, you heard
that's
them girls. I mean, because Mark, you know me personally. Enrique knows me personally. Okay, everybody on this phone knows me personally. So this is just a fucking kiki for me. I don't act like this in person. I'm very shy person.
Shy boots. Because he was scared as shit when I told him I was going to put him on that panel. Y'all should have seen Jason's face when I told him I was thinking about putting him on that panel. He damn near ran out the ball. He's a not your motherfucker day, you out.
And honestly, y'all not going to see me like this because every time I run into a fag, I'm always in a catatonic state on some motherfucking drug. So 9 times out of 10 when y'all see me, I'm mute. But this really is how I am every day. I met all y'all and everybody knows.
Mark. But, Mark, you know what was so funny at Gag Wing, though, when I seen you? Bitch, you had a smile on your face that never broke. It was
because
insane.
Let me tell you something, J-Rock. Let me tell you something about Gag a motherfucking Wing, J-Rock. When I tell you I was lit like motherfucking Christmas tree at Rockefeller Center.
Okay. And that's what people keep thinking. I was not scared at Gag-a-Wing. Bitch, first of all, I was on 2 motherfucking pills. And I had been smoking, and I was lit. So I was observant, and there were people that were trying to blow my motherfucking high. So I was far from shy.
Hold on, wait a minute, and let me address that, too. I don't care what queen y'all is. I don't care what queen y'all are. I don't give a fuck how y'all try to read my ballroom career. I wouldn't give a fuck if you called me ugly, fat. I don't give a fuck what you call me. Bitch, if you think you're going to blow my motherfucking $50 high, you must be out of your motherfucking mind. I will sit there, and I will laugh in your face until you are done. And when my high come down, we could do whatever you want. But if you think you want to disrupt that high, you got it sadly fucking mistaken, bitch. I paid good money to get my high.
And I thank you.
That's why everybody kept saying, J-Rock, where are you going? I couldn't conversate with you hoes because every time I sat at the table, I was a zombie. It was like,
and it was no shade to Bishop. It was really no shade to Bishop because Bishop, I'm quite sure, is a wonderful person. But he was blowing my motherfucking high. I'm like, bitch, I'm not in a talking mood right now. Let me sit here and watch these aliens, bitch, because this shit
and
is a motherfucking kid.
Then you had Tiffany. She wasn't high enough. So she was looking like, where are them grams at?
No, J-Rock, it's really no shade, though. If you really got into me, I really wasn't at the table. I paced the motherfucking ballroom floor, that ballroom floor, so motherfucking hard, rolling on a motherfucking river. And when I tell you I paced the motherfucking floors, I still got track marks on my shoes from the official floor, from that ballroom motherfucking floor. I paced them floors so hard, I was outside in and out and in and out and back and forth and back and forth. You couldn't even keep up with me that night. I was
okay, because every time I turn around and say something to Mark, this bitch then got up and he was gone.
I just kept saying, why is Mark, he has never broke crack. It was like he was smiling a little. It was a smirk that he never took off his face. I said, who is he smiling at?
Let me tell you something, J-Rock. When I got a look like that on my face, somebody in the room has either tried it or is either about to try it. And I am about to just sit there and key. So I know exactly what you're talking about, and I believe that was around the LSS, right?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And if I wear mom jeans, I wear your mother's jeans at that, so the bitch can come get them.
Bitch, if your mama that big, that's a big bitch.
Okay.
But anyway, so.
Oh, shit.
Oh, yeah, and let me just let y'all know, listeners, I work every day to pay for my high. I don't beg none of y'all for a high. It'll never happen. You ain't never got to worry about me coming over asking you to pull on nothing, and don't ask me to pull on nothing.
Can I ask a question? How come when people post on Facebook and they say pretty boy, whatever, and when you look in your pictures, you don't see no one pretty? What's the
right
of that? I'm confused.
Enrique, hang up right now. Switch over this time, Enrique.
You know what I get tired of looking at, Enrique? What I get tired of looking at is, and don't get me wrong, I like my butch queens, but I can't stand to see butch queens. They will be half naked in their default pictures. They be looking like straight birds. And you get into their pictures and stuff, and they be talking
about
sex.
Wait a minute, somebody's in the queue. Switchboard, do we have a caller? Switchboard, they probably fell asleep.
Well, speaking of switchboards, who is the switchboard tonight?
I think both of the switchboards left us just to fend out.
It's too late for me to.
They said Kelly is at Vogue Night selling.
Yeah, but we should have another switchboard. Okay, well, it's too late for me to sign into the switchboard. So if somebody pressed one, I'm sorry if I can't talk to you.
While y'all talking about people posting pictures and stuff, what I cannot stand is the bush teams that post pictures in a room and say, sex siren, 007 looking for a house. And you be like, girl, you don't have no mean on your, you're not even a sex, why do unsexy people want to be sex sirens?
No, the question is, why would you be up in the room posting the fact that you're a 007 and you're looking for a house? What are you really looking to do? Because the fact that you're not on the ballroom floor doesn't say anything. You in the picture on Facebook.
How many of these butch queens with these Sharpie pens, honey, to stop doing the eyebrows the way they're doing? They just respect their pens.
But you know what kills me about a 007? Bitch, you didn't make no noise when you was in whatever house you was in. Then as soon as you leave that house, you quick to say, da-da-da-da-da, 007, like you doing something.
That's why I like my sister. I ain't going to say her name because she always says, I'll be saying my name on the radio. But every time people start doing that 007 or a 007, 007, 007, she goes, I'm still in my house. And she'll always go back and say, I'm still an Ebony.
Don't you hate that shit?
I mean, like, you tried it.
Oh, that's so good about that. How do you hate when people come to you, try to, like, Ebony or whatever, come to ask about the house and they still belong in theirs? That's crazy. How do I want to become an Allure? But, bitch, aren't you still an Ebony? Aren't you still a Mizzou? You got to be a 00 for one time, for first. That always gets me. Like, leave your house first before you start shopping around. That's tired to me. Because that's worth up a red flag. Like, I don't want you to be here because if you're not happy here, you're going to be doing the exact same thing to us. Mm-hmm. We're good. Rap
yeah, music. Shit, that's what you heard what Milan said last night. Honey, I don't need to claim no name to no house. When I'm get tired and I'm over it, I'm pumping. I'm going to give a damn which house it is. Shit.
Now, I had to get life off of that with Milan because he's just crazy.
No,
he goes, yes, I'm a house hopper and what?
Yeah, it's no shade. I mean, I gave him life of that too.
Okay, I know. Go ahead.
Sister, I'm going to call you back. I know you are ringing on my other line because I said your line. I did not say your name. I'm going to call you back after this show. I'm on this line.
Ooh.
Somebody's checking you, boo?
Okay.
She always checking me. She got to keep me in line because, you know, I get crazy sometimes. That's my baby girl.
And wait a minute. And what was her line again?
I'm still in my house. I'm still at Ebony.
Beijing is the devil.
You gotta catch it, though, because it'd be when everybody be on the post. Oh, 007 is 007 that, 007 is 007 that, or the house been closed down. Then she'll just wait when everything calm down, and then she'll come in the room and just say, I'm still in my house. I'm still at Ebony. In other words, bitches, y'all keep jumping. You jump from here, jump from damn. They jump more houses than Milan. I said his motherfucking name. Lord, forgive me.
They
Jesus.
Can't. You know what? The kids can't help but the house hop because they have expectations when they go to houses. So when their expectations not met, it's kind of like, okay, I'm over this now because I thought it was going to be turning it. Like, you know how many people probably went to the house of Allure, Enrique, and probably thought it was going to be very and it was very You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
exactly.
People, they got expectations, you know, oh, when I go to the house of a lawyer or the house of a lawyer, they're going to get me done and all this other stuff, and I'm going to be looking cute instead of third. They don't understand. You still come in the scene as an individual. You still got to make, you know what I'm saying? Like, you
right,
still have
exactly.
to buy your own shit. You still have to pay your own way to the ball. These girls look fat for a reason. You need to work on getting there.
Mimi said, all y'all need to make some of these film queens who walk safe, walk washed safe. And see who really got phased then. Because she said half of them.
Oh, bitch, they can't do that. They they can't do that. They can't.
Why
do
you sound like Precious? Not Precious, Precious Mother. No, but I think that, I don't know, there's some people that don't have makeup that are really lovely, and when they put up makeup on it, it's not the same loveliness, you know what I'm saying? I think certain girls look better without paint than they do with paint. You know,
I think, honestly, and it's no shade, and I'm not saying this is a shady comment because I absolutely live for her, but I've seen somewhat of Shay Shay Chanel be washed. I like her better washed face.
Bitch, it is no tea. I don't know what they're talking about, Sasha and Amaya in here, but I'm going to tell you something about Amaya, baby. I've always loved Amaya without makeup ever since when she was a butch queen, baby. Amaya gives me more face without makeup than with makeup. Bitch,
what the hell?
Because
is
the sound effects. They gave no ma'am.
She got her tans up and down that street as a butch queen. Anytime that a bunch of trade got to come and ask you why you hanging with all these faggots, and she got to look around like, well, bitch, what are you talking about? You know what I'm saying? And not even done up in drag or anything. People just asking her, why you hanging out with all these gay people? Well, bitch, I'm gay. That's when you really turn it in. And she was trying her best to be a butch queen. Bitch, I better leave that alone. I know. I've seen it for myself.
But he said in the chat room, Black Vader said, make some of these film queens walk clown with them damn cheeks.
That's a category.
You know, honey, the girls ain't going to be bold enough to come out there and no clown, honey, give you very, you know, sore.
Oh, Mimi, do you have a personal vendetta against Nadia Milan, Mimi?
And for them bitches got 5 o'clock shadow and crunch.
He said not.
Oh no,
he says not.
Not they
Nadia
have star crunch. They have star crunch underneath their neck.
Say what?
Little Debbie's.
I want a little Debbie.
I'm dead.
Mimi, you don't think Nadia's face? Because I mean, I think she's face. She. Y'all think Nadia's face?
I think Nadia's face.
No, ma'am.
I would say there are definitely girls out there. I mean, don't get it twisted. There are definitely girls that once they put their mask on, meaning they paint, there are definitely something to scream about. But once they take it off, you don't even know it's them. I've seen a couple of them.
I'm going to tell you who's definitely face to me with the makeup and without the makeup.
Oh.
And what's her name? She's. That's her daughter that lives in Atlanta.
Dee Dee?
No, Dee Dee's daughter. What's Dee Dee's daughter?
Tiffany Monroe.
Tiffany, yeah.
Temperance's face with makeup or without. Temperance looks great without makeup. I've seen her with washed face.
Yeah, Temperance doesn't look bad without makeup either.
Yeah, I think she looks good without makeup.
You know what I want to go back to? I want to go back to pretty girl realness when they didn't even wear makeup, where they just was like, you was that fish, you was that pretty girl that was, you know, pretty girl
when
realness.
When they had pretty girl realness.
Yeah, I've never heard of that either.
Pretty girl realness. Bitch, it's on Paris is Burning. That's what they was walking, pretty girl realness.
Well, I don't know if that was such a category. I think that this girl in Baltimore, what's her name? She's an Aga. Now, Destiny Aga would definitely get that.
Y'all going to sit up here and tell me that you fucking legendary and you never heard of Pretty Girl Realness?
Pretty Girl Realness. Yeah, Destiny. Aga, yeah.
That's the motherfucking madness. Y'all going to sit up here and tell me that I'm the youngest one in here in Baltimore?
Bitch, ain't
y'all
young
y'all
about
never
you.
Heard of that? Well, then, bitch, y'all better start getting and learning y'all motherfucking history on here.
Maybe it was worded different, but I ain't never heard of no pretty girl realness.
I didn't hear that either.
What do you call it? Octavia St. Laurent used to win it all the time.
Laurent.
I'm from Dallas, Texas.
That's
Laurent.
Just plain out realness, J-Rock.
It used to be called pretty. It was called pretty girl.
No, maybe they just called her a pretty girl, but trust me.
It was realness. I think that little...
It was pretty girl realness.
That little caption that came up said realness. It didn't say pretty girl realness.
There's no such thing as pretty girl realness.
Well,
I'm gonna need you to screenshot it and put it in the room and make us know it.
Yeah, because I mean, honestly, if you really think about it, that's two separate categories. Because there's some girls that got face, and then there's just some girls that's just pretty.
See, that's what I'm saying. Pretty girl realness. That was before you like. Now, face is when you have undeniable Carter.
That's when you're
Oh, no, see, that's what I'm saying. See, the face back then is not the same face you look at right now. So
right.
It's a big difference. So that's what I'm saying. I've never heard of pretty girl realness. Now, there's a such thing as realness, femme queen drag, but I've never heard of pretty girl realness.
No, I haven't heard that. Y'all making up categories. You
better maybe they got that. Maybe, do y'all have that, J-Rock?
No, we don't. That is an old, that is something from way back.
I'm going to need you to prove it. Prove it.
I bet y'all didn't know that. Did y'all know lip sync was one of the first goddamn categories? Drag lip syncing?
Yeah, somebody did say, you know what, somebody said Dejanay is also, she's a pretty girl to me, too. And she's real. Dejanay to me is pretty.
Oh, my goodness. Let me go and find this because y'all trying to make me look like I'm crazy.
Trying?
I think you're on point.
My thing is, before I get into something, I want to know everything about it. So I went and I researched not only my house, but every other house, researched where it came from, where it started, all the way back to the Elf Lodges when it was only for the drag queens, all the way up to way past before Paris is Burning, back in the 50s from the Harlem Renaissance all the way up. So that's why I seen that it. So I was just like, what the hell?
I'm going to need you to find that pretty girl realness.
Yeah, I need to see that. I mean, maybe you're talking about with Miss Motherfucking Crystal and the girls, but even with that, they still was doing dramatic makeup and stuff like that at that time, so I really don't know how pretty girl realness was going to come up. They were still butchering and dragging at that time.
You know what, Mimi got she got a point. She said, you know, a lot of girls is walking out are just pretty, but they don't have all the elements.
Right,
okay.
Exactly. That's
structure,
what I was saying about face and being pretty.
No, the undeniable Carter. Yeah, she has.
She's right about
that.
But there are some people that walk face, but they are so much face, so they look like a mannequin, and they don't look real. They are still clockable.
Yeah, but that's not
smooth.
The category. See, that's the thing. Y'all want to put everybody, and this was wrong, and this is my opinion. This is what's wrong with the ballroom scene. Everybody wants to group everybody and everything. Start looking at the separate category. Just because you have face does not mean you have to be a real femme queen. Some girls just have face. They're just sitting. That's just the point. They don't have to be unclockably real. They just need to have Carter. And y'all want to group the girls into realness and sexy. Well, she not a real femme queen because she's not real and sexy. Every femme queen has their own strong element. And some of these girls have face. Some of them have body. Some of them is just real all day, every day. Some of them real ain't got no tits and ass at all, but they real boots. Like, it's just all types of different elements to femme queens. You can't just group every femme queen into being real with face and body. It's just not going to work that way. Every femme queen is not a perfect 10. It's not a perfect 10. Every femme queen has their own strong element.
But you know what, though? But that's why they separated the category from perfect 10 to femme queen trilogy.
Right, Naima, actually, I came on the show and I kind of like, you know, said something to Rodney and whoever was on the show. I was just like kind of blasting them out. Like, I don't think that makes sense. Y'all shouldn't change the rules. But I do think that's why they expanded Trilogy, because of that reason.
Mm-hmm. Because, see, with Trilogy, it's just a little bit of face, a little bit of body, and a little bit of realness. Femme Queen Perfect 10 is, bitch, you could walk any of the three, face, the body, and the realness, and slay all three. That's the film queen. That's the film queen perfect 10. The trilogy is all you need is just a little bit of faith, just a little bit of realness, and just a little bit of body. That's all.
Well, it's actually a little bit of sexy because some
it's
of the
sexy.
Girls.
Sexy, I would say it's more sex appeal.
Yeah, because the girls, some of the girls,
appeal.
This body is just not the deal.
All
so
right.
I would say sexy over body. But perfect 10s, you need face, body, and realness. I think that's what separates the two, the sexiness versus the body.
Wait a minute. What's you gonna call it? Maya talking about face over 90. Bitch, you would never be face over anything.
But you know what?
You know who Lana Mina is? You know who Lana Mina is? You know who she is?
I've heard of her.
She, to me, she's a naturally pretty girl. Naima, you know who that is?
Who is it?
Lana Mina. She's a rock butcher drag face, but she's a femme queen now. She truly, to me, is a really pretty girl. Like, day, night, whatever the case, she always looks the same.
So what y'all think they're going to change now? Because they adding new shit to the game every week. So what y'all think coming up next? What y'all think they got coming up next?
Survivor, you get chopped and come back and, you know.
Yeah, because, no, they got that already. You paid the $10
redemption. They got that redemption.
No, they got that already because, you know, at the ball in Vegas, if you get chopped, you put $20, you put $20 in the pot to Vogue. But then if you get chopped, you can come back one time to pay $10 more to get a redemption.
Say what?
Y'all got to go look at the Las Vegas
flyer.
Y'all got to go look
at
the flyer.
So I paid $20 to vote. I paid $20.
You got to pay $20 to be a performance person. Once you pay your $20 and you lose, let's just say, I'm going to put names out there. Let's just say Pretty and Ricky battle, right?
Right.
Pretty's a prodigy, Ricky's an allure. So they battle. Pretty winds up losing after she already put her $20 in there along with Ricky. So if Pretty loses, he has a chance to come back. He may not battle Ricky, but he has a chance to come back for another 10 and try to get his spot back.
Yeah, they did that in they did that in a couple of rumbles.
Michelle
Allure is the blueprint for drag fave.
But she's a fame queen now. But she was. She was.
That bitch was everything, no shade.
And she would peel out of it. And that's what I liked about Michelle. She would peel out of it. So you would see her at a club as a boy and everything, but at that ball she'd be sitting like a femme queen. And it's no shade.
Yeah.
No shade.
Yeah, I agree.
It's
really,
really
was something, you know, not to go off topic. Being that Miss Tina retired as the voice of Elvis.